This is an earth-shaking discovery.
Don Geronimo. Mike O'Mara.
Who are you guys with? NBC? CBS?
Radio God.
You gave us jobs with security, the show business.
The Don and Mike Show.
We've got a show.
Come on, guys. We're on the air.
Have a good show.
Produced by 106.7 WJFK. Washington Superstation.
It's going to be a great show.
All right, well, good luck.
And distributed by Westwood One Entertainment.
We should thank our lucky stars. They're still putting on a program of this caliber after so many years.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. Complete contest rules. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK. P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Stay tuned for your chance at $500 for naming the secret sound. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Number one, Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Last time on the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Robbie's not there today.
Oh, you say she's with another person.
Oh, Frida.
What would you say? Oh, Frida.
Frida.
Oh, Frida makes those sounds when she goes into a shopping mall.
The Don and Mike Show.
For all you good, moral, Christian people who are complaining that breasts and vaginas are obscene. Hey, don't complain to me. Complain to the manufacturer. Okay? And although Jesus told us not to judge, I know you're going to judge anyway, so judge sanely. Judge with your eyes open. What do you consider obscene? Is this obscene to you?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Thank you. Okay. Hi, Don and Mike. Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Oh, poor you.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Or you don't know can fill a book.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show. And they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be? Than right here, right now.
Man's face, yes, painted on many buildings in the New York metropolitan area.
I saw it in Harlem.
And we saw the picture of smiling.
Yes, he was very happy.
You may know him as Jesus. We know him as Bill Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
You know, Phil told me.
What did he tell you?
If him and Charlie Grail and Don had a band, it would kick ass. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Underpants and all the ships at sea. Hey, here in New York to make nice with all the Chinamen. Naturally, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, you get the prize.
That's right.
You get the prize. I'll tell you about that in a second. Hello, Linda.
Naturally.
Thank you, everybody. It's Friday.
Naturally.
And we're here in control now, gentlemen.
Right.
Don Mike Show, Friday, April 6th, once again, coming to you from our bunker in Midtown Manhattan,
right.
The luxurious studios of WNPWFM.
It's great to be here in the greatest city in the world.
Would you knock that off?
Sorry.
Because I know today you don't mean it.
I don't feel like that at all.
I know you don't.
I'm feeling very sore.
I know.
I'm very sore.
Extremely sore.
Very sore after your night on the town last night.
Absolutely, naturally. Buzz, do you even get that?
No, the naturally joke, no.
Okay.
Buzz, I will tell you that it has something to do with you.
I'm not surprised.
All right, think about it, though.
Okay.
Think about...
I told you he wouldn't remember because it was a throwaway.
Okay. You know, we always love picking up our buzzes.
Yes.
And this is today's buzzes.
Okay.
That we're at lunch. We're at this restaurant we go to all the time.
Buzz has to eat quickly and get out of there early.
So the guy goes around the table and we order our food. And Buzz says... I need a hamburger because I'm going to have to take it with me. I'm going to have to leave very soon.
He said our burgers, sir, are made of ground beef. We have a very small grill. We make them to order, and it actually takes longer than anything else on the menu. And Buzz says,
naturally. which for Buzz is like saying, F you.
That's exactly right.
That's why it's so out of character for Buzz.
That's Buzz getting angry.
Naturally.
The New York me.
Naturally.
Oh, God, it was funny.
Yeah. Naturally.
Naturally.
Okay.
You know, as though nature's forces are working against Buzz.
Constantly.
Right.
You know, not all, isn't that typical? No, no. Naturally.
And you
the
know
way
what?
It always goes.
And said under his breath a little bit.
Right.
I don't even think that the waiter heard.
No.
And that's how I know Buzz was pissed.
And the waiter was getting confused towards the end of the meal as we would say naturally every time he would come over to the table.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Naturally.
Hey, your house is burned down.
Naturally.
Of course it is.
So, hello, listen,
that was quite a swallow there.
Well, we all had a bit of night last night.
Yeah, we had a little too much day.
Man. We sure did. Great time. Of course, we want to start off every show after a nighttime in New York by saying thank you to the Palm Restaurant.
Yes, once again, the finest restaurant in New York City, treating us so very, very well and so very, very free of charge.
They sure did. And last night we had two celebrity sightings in the restaurant. First, the mayor of New York, Rudy Giuliani.
Rudolph Giuliani was in the restaurant.
Yes. But more importantly, at the table directly next to us.
Ladies man.
Yes, Saturday Night Live fantastic character actor Tim Meadows.
Ladies man.
I am amazed he didn't hear us.
I know,
because he was just a table away.
He was right across a little partition.
And every once in a while when the conversation was stop.
Right.
One of us at our table when the conversation would stop, one of us would turn and look at him and point and go, Ladies man.
And at one point, were you bribing Rob to go over to him and just point at him and say, Ladies man.
And this guy offered Rob $20 to do it.
But Rob did greet him at the end of the evening, isn't that right?
Just pleasantly said I was a big fan. And I enjoyed the Ladies man.
I wanted to pay Rob just to walk over and point at him and go, Ladies man.
You're the Ladies man.
You are the ladies man.
But he was enjoying another, you know, like so many people there last night, enjoying a fine meal.
Yes, he was.
Aww. We all enjoyed a fine meal.
Yeah. We sure did, Mike.
And we enjoyed some adult beverages before that meal.
We sure did. And after that
and,
meal.
And then long after some
and
of us.
And after that
yes.
meal.
Wow.
Last night, before we went to dinner, I did get the opportunity to watch the best part of Survivor. Now, this is how pathetic I am. Mm-hmm. Really, we are sitting at the dinner table last night, the five of us, and at like 2 minutes until 9 o'clock,
right.
I call Frieda.
Yeah.
So I can find out who got voted off the island.
You know, and I was saying, I think, to Charlie Broyhill or someone at the table that you are still into that.
Yeah, obviously.
You are still into Survivor, and you're usually first to the party. This is one where you're staying at that party a little longer than most people.
You know what? Last night, I got sucked in again, because this was so great last night, that these people, they're starving.
Right.
And they're down to, they start the show, and they show the big baggie that they have.
I saw the promos where they showed their stomachs.
Yeah, and you can see, like, pelvic bones sticking through and everything.
Much worse than the last Survivor.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like Schindler's List.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was horrible.
The people are very skinny, and they show that they only have, like, this much rice left.
Right.
Enough for one serving for one person. So what they do is they wake up, and they each have an envelope that has $500 Australian in it. And they announce that they're going to have the Survivor food auction. I love this because it's so nakedly cruel.
Right.
That they get the however many people are left, 8 people, they're sitting on rocks, and that prick Jeff Probst wearing his Banana Republic clothes.
The well-fed Jeff Probst.
Yeah, and they baited him into it perfectly. He says, now I know you're all hungry, and you each have $500. This is an auction. And he brings out a plate that has 4 Doritos on it and a little dollop of salsa in the middle.
Oh, how cruel.
And he goes, I'm going to start the bidding at $80.
Oh.
And guy puts his hand up. Boom, sold. No one
starving.
Else.
Somebody's starving.
Nobody else goes for it. Now, the next item that they bring out is a piece of chocolate and a dab of peanut butter.
Oh, my God.
That goes for like $160.
This is too funny.
Now, these poor people.
So the idea is maybe to wait and hold out because right. The better food is going to be on the
right.
way.
Right. So the old guy, Roger, he doesn't buy any food at all till the very end.
Right.
And as it turns out, Roger made the right move because I think he paid $300 for a cheeseburger.
Oh, wow.
And one of the few hot girls left, I'm not sure what her name is, this was the best. He comes out, this Jeff Probst comes out with a mystery food where they've got a basket over the food. And he says, mystery food right here, something you're going to love. What do I have? What do I have for this? And it starts like at $100. She bids $200. She goes down, she takes the top off the thing, and it is a glass of river water.
How cruel. Did she cry?
No, she didn't cry, but she was not happy.
Oh, my God.
She was not happy. And then
something you're going to love.
And I think Tina and another broad pooled their money, and they bought, like, a turkey dinner that had mashed potatoes. So that was just the beginning. Okay, that was very cruel.
See, I like that. I wish I'd say it sounds really like it was pretty interesting.
It was. And afterwards, it was even better.
Right.
Because when they got done eating, now keep in mind, these people have had nothing to eat for days and days and days. They all started talking about how they had to BM.
Okay.
They all started talking about...
You work BMs into a network show. It's fantastic.
They start talking about how bad they have to go to the bathroom and how they're going to get diarrhea and how...
how
immediately, as soon as they ate it, they felt like it was going to come out the other end.
Because they're so malnourished.
Yes. And then the next shot is them running around. And again, the cruelty is fantastic. That you starve people to death.
Right.
Then you make them pay an exorbitant amount of money for food.
Or river water.
Yeah, and the one broad gets gypped. She doesn't get anything.
Right.
Then while the people are running into the forest to take a dump, the cameramen are following them.
Oh, my God.
And the people are scurrying to find leaves to wipe themselves
Ew.
With. And one guy, he comes out. He's taking his big, massive dump. He comes out and he announces that his leaf had a hole in the middle of it.
Oh, gross. Oh, hey, that sounds like a good episode last night.
And then I don't know if anybody caught this. The last thing I saw before we got in the car to go to dinner was the guy who took the crap, who wiped himself, and the leaf fell apart. The very next scene, they were meeting for the challenge.
It smelled like BM.
And he put his hand out to shake hands with Jeff Probst.
Good.
And it was obviously, I mean...
A nice brown handshake?
I'm assuming he's right-handed, so it was probably the hand that he was wiping himself with.
Yeah, most people wipe with their right hand.
Yeah. And you're left-handed, but you're right. You wipe.
Well, I'm a little ambidextrous. I eat left, I write left, but I throw right. So my wiping hand is my right hand.
Well,
I don't think I've ever wiped with my left hand.
Either way, it was just fantastic. And
anyone?
No.
Nope. I've always wiped with the right.
Right hand. I don't think I have the flexibility in the left shoulder.
Try. There you go. That's a Kodak moment. That's a Kodak moment.
It would be extremely hard. I wouldn't get the deep penetration.
Yeah, it would feel like...
I wouldn't be able to get the paper on the eye.
It would feel like someone else is doing it.
It would feel like... Exactly. I don't think... But see...
Oh, no.
Look at that.
It's like...
Yes, so. Now we're actually watching Mike. We're watching Mike through his jeans put his hand in his butt.
But I'll tell you right now, I mean, it's... No, I could. Sure.
I could, but it would hurt my the right side of my back. It would hurt my back.
You'd have to warm up.
The next time you go, wipe yourself with your left hand and let us know how it goes.
Yeah, it would have to be one of those where I was confident that everything would be fine. It wouldn't be as serious, not certainly like this New York trip, where every trip to the John is, you know, severe maintenance.
It's like going on...
I've had a triple flusher since I've been up here.
Like going on a ride at Disney World, right?
Yeah, I've had a triple flusher, including one next to Charlie Broyhill.
Yeah.
Charlie Broyhill, who comes down in the stall next to me, slams down the toilet seat like it was somebody who was throwing it down, and then I hear this little electronic beep, and I know instantaneously, you know, he's a walking circuit City showroom.
So was he talking on the phone while he was taking a crap?
I think he was. I think he was actually... What were you doing? Because your little phone, his little phone went beep. And then I said, I bet you feel better. I hear from the stall next to me, and I knew it was Charlie Broyhill.
Here he is.
What was that? What were you doing? What was that electronic sound that you had there?
I was unhooking the little earpiece from my phone.
From your rectum?
Beep. Yes, from my rectum.
Gotcha. From the rectal phone.
It made this... This is the noise.
Yeah, well, get the sound that I heard in the bathroom.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard in the bathroom.
You know, it's funny.
When you're sitting down to take a dump, I could see why that would bother you. You don't want to hear the outside electronic noises.
Yeah, I'm sitting there, you know, trying to relax. Meanwhile, I've got the Lost in Space robot next to me.
He might be under surveillance.
What about all those noises you were making?
Oh, yeah.
When you I came in, you thought no one was there.
I know. It was grunting.
Really?
Yeah, well, it was one of those deals where... Phase one was over, and I thought there might be a phase two, but it required a little cajoling.
So you were really groaning.
I wasn't groaning as much as I was probably. What the sound would be something along these lines. You know, well, it's not. You know, he's exaggerating when he says it's a groan. It was expelling some air through my nostrils.
Charlie, what was the sound? Here he goes. Come on back in here.
Oh, we're going to hear him.
We're going to hear his version of the sound.
Very talented.
What was the sound?
What really gave away that it was you was...
You know, you have this nose broken three times, and you see if you don't breathe through your mouth. It's getting worse, too. Yeah, I'm going to have my nose broken or something like that, because I can't breathe through the right side of my nose.
You're a mess.
Listen to this. This will be me. I'm going to close this down, and I'm perfectly healthy. I don't have a head cold or anything. This is me trying to breathe through my right nose.
Well, no, you had a cold yesterday.
I had a chest cold. I am falling apart.
You are.
Here you go.
Very nice.
Constricted. Welcome to the show, everybody. And then this is the left side.
This is the show where Mike is going to start the show by putting his finger in his ass and then show us how bad he's stuffed up.
Naturally.
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 Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi. I just wanted to talk to Don and Mike real quick about...
Yeah, honey, we're here. What can we do for you?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hi.
I just wanted to tell you that, and I can't remember what his name is, but from Survivor, that the guy who actually...
The guy...
The one that you're talking about who shook hands and he had the hole in his leaf.
Yeah.
Like, after they all went to the bathroom, they all, like, went into the water.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what?
So they all, like, I mean, I know they didn't have soap, but they were all, like, washing themselves and whatever. So.
And it's the water where they catch their fish from, if they can ever catch fish.
Yeah.
So they all took a dump, then they went into their water supply to wash. Like, they used the water supply as the bidet.
But is it, like, a moving river or is it a stagnant?
Yeah, no, it's not like Rolling Rock.
Yeah.
Like Rolling Rock beer.
Not rushing.
But it's not stagnant.
No, it does flow.
Well, that's good.
Well, it flows.
I have not seen it flow a lot.
Naturally.
Naturally.
Right. Speaking of that, are there feminine hygiene products on the, not the island, but on Survivor? Do they have those?
I have not noticed them, no.
That never comes up. See, that's one thing taboo for Serbia.
Hello, Don, my show. Hello. I think...
We are in the restaurant.
Buzz Burbank, beleaguered newsman, sits down in a restaurant where he could have anything. Fish, exotic steaks, dancing shrimp.
His friends order fabulous food items, but Buzz, being a simple man, simply orders the hamburger.
He then tells the waiter he must leave to go back to his hut to prepare the newscast.
The waiter explains to him that it is a long process of making the hamburger, putting the patty together fresh, cooking it on a small grill, and that it will be very late when his hamburger arrives, even though he is in a hurry.
It is that moment that sets Buzz off. And this normally calm, passive, loving man says the word that will forever haunt him.
Naturally.
And that's the end of the story.
Hey, he did a good job with the music there.
Very nice.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. I'm on the air.
Yeah.
Great. Donna Mike.
Right.
PsychoExGirlfriend.com. It's hilarious.
All right. Thank you.
It's a twisted kind of way.
All right. Thank you.
Look it up.
Is that a real website? What is it? Psycho. What is it again?
PsychoExGirlfriend.com.
Right. And Charlie will pull it up. Thank you, my friend.
It's great.
Good show. Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi.
You missed the best part. Don't laugh at me, Rob. You missed the best part.
What?
The black guy ends up getting kicked off, comes out, and says, I got to jump in the river or the tent's going to smell like ass.
That's funny.
Yeah, Nick, I called Frida to get the word, and immediately it spread like wildfire through the restaurant.
Yes, Nick.
Nick is out on Survivor.
Well, it sounds like one of the better episodes of Survivor in a long time.
It was fantastic. It's just so nakedly cruel.
Can I ask you, when we were on vacation, Jerry got voted off the island, right?
Yes.
And is Jerry...
No, wait, hold on.
What?
Yesterday,
yes,
she about bit my head off. we weren't on the air,
right?
When you said, did Jerry get kicked off the island? And I said, I said to you,
I said something where I knew Jerry. I had read that Jerry.
Yeah, and you implied to me like, hey, I'm not an idiot. I can read. I know Jerry got kicked off the island.
I read. But was that a pleasure? Because I hated Jerry. I was curious that Jerry. I was curious if that was a good episode, because a lot of people hated Jerry, too, and I was wondering whether that was a pleasant kickoff.
It was a good one.
Good. I did bite your head off last night.
You did. I mean, you got
a variety of times.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I have a question for Mike.
Yes.
Hey, I was listening to a different radio station this morning, and they had a Mike O'Mara on there. Is there any kind of way that you guys, like a patent on your names or anything?
Hang up on this guy, please. Okay, let's just move on.
All right.
I wasn't on another radio station.
Okay. Hello, all right.
You say so.
Close call there. Don and Mike Show, hello.
I am a selfish little bastard.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
I am a selfish little bastard.
Yes.
I am a selfish little bastard.
Right.
I am a selfish little bastard.
What, are you trying to be like the How You Doing guy?
I am a selfish little bastard.
It's interesting.
Is this all you're going to say now?
I'm a selfish little bastard.
Yeah, of course it is, because he really is a selfish little bastard.
I am a selfish little bastard.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. I'm a selfish little bastard.
Sing it.
Why?
I am a selfish little bastard.
Mike gave you an order. Sing it, please.
Sing it.
I am a selfish
little sing.
Bastard.
Sing, I'm sing a selfish it. Little bastard.
I am a selfish little bastard.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I wanted to let you know I read in the People Magazine Survivor Guide that they do supply feminine hygiene products to the limit, but only 58 of them per team.
Oh, how many tampons?
Only 58.
You know, that line has got an awful fax machine
right
up to it. So 58 tampons per team.
Wow. What was the name of the lady that sang the song?
Mad Dog.
Mad Dog.
She didn't need any.
She didn't need any.
Neither does Tina, I don't think.
You like Tina, though.
Tina's, you know, for an old broad?
Right.
I would definitely fitty tuck her.
Would you really?
Yeah, she got a nice set of lungs on her.
Do they look real or do they look fake?
Well, how can you tell? I mean, she's not like wearing a bikini. I'm imagining that they're real.
She's very wiry.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. Don and Mike are coming to Sacramento on my 30th birthday. I'm so excited.
Hi.
Hi. Are you going to get up on stage and celebrate your birthday?
I would be willing to come up, but all clothing items must stay on because I'm going to have family members with me, unfortunately.
Okay. All right. Well,
and I have a political future to
honey,
worry about,
listen, listen.
Too.
Don't bother coming to the show then, okay?
Okay.
So don't bother coming.
Yeah, and if you have a political future to worry about, you stay away from that show.
Yeah.
I went to the one in Memorial Auditorium, and it was so much fun, but I don't have enough guts to do some of those girls were doing up there.
What is your political future?
I haven't quite decided that yet, but someday public office, and
got
to watch out for these things.
Come on. What are you going to run for, a dog catcher? Please, be serious.
What are you? What's the first high political office you're going to seek?
I don't know. Maybe city council in the next 10 years or so. I don't know.
You have no chance of that.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
I've been told all kinds of things, from Minnie Driver to Yasmin Bleeth, and then old guys say I look like Ava Gardner.
Well, honey, listen, I would urge you, if your birthday is, in fact, the day we're going to be in Sacramento, come up on stage, you know, free yourself, liberate yourself, take your clothes off on stage, because, trust me, you're not the next Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, why not?
You know?
What do you think?
Oh, I don't know. Let's see what we can do.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, guys.
Hello. On a mic show.
Hey.
Hi there.
Hi, boys.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, you guys were talking about the maxi pads and the stuff that they, you didn't know if they had them on Survivor.
Yes, honey.
I heard today that they did have them, but that they threatened to take them away because everyone was using it as toilet paper.
Ah, all right, wow. Thank you. All right, well, yeah. That's a handy hint to know.
You know, I'm so silly. All I wanted Rob to do was make that funny voice for that woman, but she didn't deserve it.
No.
So he pulled off of it.
No, I think she did deserve it.
No, I'm talking about this, the last woman I wanted to keep doing it.
Oh, no. No, he's got to just pull that out once in a while.
I know.
It's special.
There'll be a new treat.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
I just wanted to tell you that I saw Jeff after he got kicked off Survivor, and he said that most of the girls took the pill so that they wouldn't get a period.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then they used the tampons to wipe their...
their balls.
Time.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Oh, fantastic.
Thank you, honey.
All right, thank you.
Sure. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, if you could flush it, wouldn't cotton actually be better?
No, I suppose not, because it's kind of furry.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Doc and Mike Show. Sorry.
Hey, guys, I have a question for Buzz.
All right, go ahead.
Naturally.
Newsy type of non-survivor question.
Naturally.
Do you know the name of the gentleman who crashed into the American plane, the Chinese flight gentleman?
That's Wang Wei.
Yeah, Wang Wei. I was wondering if you guys had caught that, because I just thought that was... kind of,
you know, we're going to get to the China thing here in a second. Robbie, had somebody called yesterday and said the guy's name is Wang Wei.
Wang Wei.
Wang Wei.
Gotcha, okay.
Sorry, thank God.
Robbie, you did go to Chinatown today?
Yeah, spent about 90 minutes.
About 90 minutes? All right, here's what we had. You know what? We should probably do a break, but let me give you the questions. Oh, and did you also do the poll of New Yorkers to find out if we're known yet?
Yes, I did.
Without giving it away, can you tell us, the last time we sent Rob out on the street to interview 25 New Yorkers,
was it 2 out of 10?
I think it was 2 out of 25 New Yorkers.
2 out of 25.
Did we do any better this time?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Ooh. All right.
Ooh. Okay. But, you know, that could mean 3.
Yeah.
It could mean.
Hey, it's better than 2.
Here are the questions that we had Rob pose to people in Chinatown in New York early this morning.
A man on the street interview.
Not everybody got every question because some people didn't know very much of the language.
And also, Rob was hammered by the fact that it was pouring rain, as it is now here in Midtown Manhattan.
We bring rain to Manhattan every time we come here. Yep.
And I don't know why, but Rob told me he was afraid to go into the various Japanese stores by himself.
Well, he was he feared that he would go in and be turned into a greasy saxophone, which is Rob's name for the ducks that hang in the windows.
All right, here's a, hello, may I ask ye a question tape for broadcast? Are you of Chinese origin? Can you explain the situation with the American spy plane to me? What country do you swear your allegiance to? Who do ye think was a better president? Abe Lincoln or Bill Clinton? Again, we just want, you know.
The L sounds.
Abe Lincoln,
right.
Bill
right.
Clinton.
Right.
Music performer, Los Lobos or Lyle Lovett? Actress, Lucy Liu or Lucy Lawless? TV show, I Love Lucy or Land of the Lost?
Right.
TV animal, Lancelot Link or Lassie? Actor, Lauren Green or Michael Landon? Golfer, Frank Linklater.
Linklater.
Who is Frank Linklater?
Frank Linklater is a tour pro. He's kind of a journeyman tour pro.
Or Davis Love the Third. Star Wars character, Luke Skywalker or Princess Leia? City, Little Rock or Lower Manhattan? Tree, Blue Spruce or Weeping Willow? Car, Lincoln or Land Rover? Oh, you decided against Chevrolet?
Yeah, I did, because Land Rover has an L and an R.
That would be Land Rover.
Right.
TV show, Little House on the Prairie or Laverne and Shirley. And then we had the Michael Landon and Lauren Green. So let's get into one of these before we have to do a break.
I just, there on,
right here, cassette. I just press go,
yep.
And it goes. Okay, here's Rob Spiewak interviewing. interviewing people in Chinatown, New York City, about the crisis. And Buzz, our boys are still over there, right?
They're still there, yes.
They're still there. I think the latest I heard is that their
intense talks are taking place.
It's encouraging. That, it sounds like they're staying in the equivalent of a nice hotel that they...
I think that they're really getting down to the nitty-gritty, right, about the negotiations.
Very much so.
Maybe by the weekend they might be out of there.
Yeah, the talks continue.
They're trying to save face right now.
Everybody is.
The Chinese are trying to save face. We must save face with the ugly American. And personally, I like Ron Green.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you a few questions taped for broadcast for CBS Radio. Are you of Chinese origin?
Yes, I am.
Can you explain to me the American spy plane situation?
Oh, I read about it, but I don't want to give any opinion because I have certain connection to the government. Sorry.
That's all right. All right. Mm. What country do you swear your allegiance to, America or China?
America.
Very good.
Good. Right answer.
Who do you think was a better president, Abe Lincoln or Bill Clinton?
Abraham Lincoln.
who do you like better as a musical performer, Los Lobos or Lyle Lovett?
I'm not familiar with both.
You don't know either?
I don't know either of them.
How about, which is your favorite actress, Lucy Liu or Lucy Lawless?
Either. I don't know either of them.
Oh, you couldn't even get this broad to say the names, could you?
Was it a broad or a guy?
It's a guy.
Oh, I thought it was a lady. Thought it was a lady. I really did.
I never watched an American movie.
You ever watch American television?
He's a very effeminate guy.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, you should have signed him up to play Jeremy in the movie.
Absolutely.
Oh, no. Monkeys from Mars.
Naturally.
No? Okay. Who is your favorite golfer? Frank Licklider or Davis Lebethick? Could you just choose one?
No, I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Okay. Which is your favorite? Have you ever seen the movie Star Wars? Okay. Are you familiar with American geography?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. Do you prefer the city of Little Rock or Lower Manhattan?
Yeah, Lower Manhattan, I know, but the other city I'm not familiar with.
I said it perfect.
You know, now I'm beginning to wonder, that guy that called and said the Japanese have more troubles with the L sound than the Chinese. But I guess we'll hear more and see then.
That's too bad. We should have sent you over to
Little Tokyo.
Do they have a Japan city here?
I mean, I'm sure there's a large Japanese-American.
They have Chinatown, but I don't know if they have Japantown.
No. I haven't heard of it.
Japantown
now.
Hi, welcome to Japan.
Hi. Japan's your favorite tree, blue spruce or weeping willow?
I know nothing about it.
How about, what is your favorite car, a Lincoln or a Land Rover?
Lincoln.
Do you drive a car?
Yes, I do.
Was that Lincoln?
What?
Lincoln.
He said Lincoln.
He said Lincoln.
He got it perfectly.
Yes. He said it perfectly.
Toyota Camry.
Oh, it's a Toyota. Yeah. Okay. And do you prefer Lorne Greene or Michael Landon? They're actors. Just pick one for me. I need one for statistical sake.
Can I say that again?
Lorne Greene or Michael Landon?
Yeah, Michael Landon.
Okay, thank you for
your
time.
Perfect L.
It is.
These are going to be taped for broadcast on...
That guy was no good to us.
We're looking a little foolish right now.
Yes, we are.
We're looking like big dummies. But it's funny that we're looking like big dummies.
I guarantee you we have one person.
Right.
Roaring green.
Yes. Are you of Chinese origin?
Yeah, Chinese.
Can you explain to me the situation with the spy plane?
I'm from China. No English.
Not at all?
No English.
Do you know of Abraham Lincoln or Bill Clinton? Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, that's too bad. That guy, he sounded like he would have been a perfect candidate,
right,
though.
Okay.
Hi.
This is for CBS Radio. Are you of Chinese origin?
No English.
Chinatown.
Would you answer a few questions for me?
What do you want to ask him? What do you want to ask him?
Gold mine.
What this is
translator?
A mother, a father, and like a 20-year-old daughter.
Is this when you were surrounded by the whole family?
No, this is at a fruit cart.
Okay.
This is south of Canal Street.
Very good.
Just a few questions. I'm taking a survey for CBS Radio.
She said he wanted Chinese to answer your question.
Okay, well, we can...
You know what? This is just like when I watched Sports Center, where they were speaking Spanish.
Right, exactly.
I'm sorry. I think foreign languages are funny.
I know, and they are funny. You know what's funnier? What's funnier is watching you while this tape is playing. I swear to God, it's great.
I'm busting a nut.
You're making me laugh. That's too funny.
Hearing these people, boy, they know.
It's impossible. Can we rewind that part first? Because that's strong. That's just marvelous. I love the sound of other languages.
That's good China talk. God damn.
I'm Ron Steiner. No English.
Not at all?
No English.
That's the guy that went away.
Do you know of Abraham Lincoln or Bill Clinton?
And he went away?
No. He waves his hands and he walks away.
This is for CBS Radio. Are you of Chinese origin?
No English.
Would you answer a few questions for me?
I want to ask you, what do you want to ask him?
Just a few questions. I'm taking a survey for CBS Radio.
She said he wanted Chinese to answer your question.
Okay, well, we can try. Can you translate for me?
What the hell? That
really makes me laugh. I swear to God it does. I swear to God it does.
What the hell was she? I was just like,
she's translating what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
All right, very good. I love that language.
It's me.
Now, are we going to hear some more?
Yeah, we got to do a break.
Okay.
We got to do a break. Do they write with pictures?
They can.
Is it Chinese or Japanese where they write with pictures?
Both. Chinese characters, both languages, I think.
Okay.
Do that, right?
Yes.
We're a basket of dummies. We are a big basket of idiots, but I tell you, this is funny.
Did you ask them how they don't use forks?
No, I never did.
You never got that question in?
I never did.
That wasn't on the list.
Next time, I'll go down.
All right, next time. Listen, we'll hear the rest of this. I love hearing people talk.
I know you do.
I mean, that's exactly the reaction I had when I watched ESPN in Espanol.
I don't know which is funnier, hearing the tape or looking at you react to the tape.
I do love it. We have $500 online right now. Secret Sound number 2. Get your chance to win the money. If you call 100. Hey, rewind it. Let me just.
All right.
Is it ready? Can I hear him? Good part?
He needs more.
She said he wanted Chinese to answer your question.
Am I wrong?
It's funny.
No, it's funny, but you are making it
you're
so
funnier.
Much funnier because you're cracking me up here. And it's just play it for him again.
No. Come on.
Just one more time.
You're hurting him.
One more time. You got it, Robbie.
Okay, go ahead.
She said he wanted Chinese to answer your question.
That's so funny. You know, I wonder if there's a disjockey over in China now that's saying, "Hi, Phil, how are you?" The guy says,
"Who knows?"
I'm sure.
Maybe. Who knows?
Oh, that's great.
All right, clear the lines out, please. Call Lisa. Standing by at 877-365-3636. Hopefully the Secret Sound game is called 100 right now. We'll be right back.
Number 1, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
That's right. I'm coming to your corporate headquarters. My plane gets in at 2, and we'll settle this deodorant thing face-to-face like men. What's your last name again, Phil? All right. I'll see you in 5 hours, Mr. Lacio.
They'll talk better if you listen harder. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, we're doing some classic right. Wait, are you picking the music now, Charlie?
This is a great song by Bachman Turner Overdrive. And ladies and gentlemen, this is Hey Now.
Hey You. Hey You.
I know it is.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I never had a problem with it.
Okay. Listen, turn it off. Turn the music off. Play the right CDs, for God's sake.
Hey now.
We're at WNEW in New York, and I want to apologize to someone. I want to apologize to Ron of Ron and Fez.
Okay.
Because we're sitting here and just shooting the bull with Rob, and Ron came in during a break on the Ron and Fez show and said, "Hey, great to see you again." And I jumped up, put my hand, and said, "Hey, Fez, how you doing?"
And he said, "I think they hate that."
He said, "I'm Ron, but don't worry, I get it all the time.
Yeah. Don't worry about it, it's okay."
Right.
Dad, I'm Ron.
I don't know.
Real subtle, you see.
Yeah, it is.
It's okay, don't worry about it, it's okay, don't worry, I'm Ron.
I'm Fez.
Hey.
I'm Fez.
Hey, man.
I had a real nice chat with Leslie Gold today.
Oh, good.
Yeah. You know, I've talked to her on the phone before, but finally put a face with the voice.
She's very nice.
Yeah, she's a very nice lady. She's a very nice radio show. She's very nice, and she hates Jeremy.
That's not a shock. I told her, listen, I got membership cards. If you want to join the club.
Wonderful. We can all get together. We have picnics every year.
So, you know, a lot of nice people up here at NEW, and I'm sure that Charlie is banging Nadine.
Well, don't you agree?
I don't know.
You tell me he's not nailing her. Look at the way
she seems to react to him. But, you know, a lot of women have that reaction.
No. Already said he's not. Yeah. All I know is that she's around him like flies on ass.
Well, you know, Charlie has has that thing, which I've never been able to understand, where women react to him a certain way.
He's
you know,
awesome.
it makes me almost sick to my stomach.
Was it today or yesterday?
Look at the look he gives me. He gives me a look like, there you go.
Was it yesterday, Charlie, the day that you were sitting there eating like a 3-pound bag of sweet tarts? Yeah, that's his come on to the girls. He ignores them. Uh-huh. He sits in there, and it's like the movie The Fly, where all he eats is sugar constantly.
I think Nadine brought him candy.
Did Nadine bring you the candy? Now he's
coming in.
Now he feels the need to come in and tell us what's going on.
That's good news.
Did Nadine bring you the candy?
Nay.
She
did not.
I thought you told me she did.
No, I told you it was hers.
Oh, it was her. Now figure that out.
But wait a minute. It was her candy that she gave it to you.
No.
You stole it from her?
I brought it for her.
Ah.
Oh.
Oh. Man, that is not like you at all.
See, I'm pretty sure he's sticking her.
I'm not sticking her.
You brought her a gift?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
I'm knocking the bottom out. No, I'm not.
Where is she? Is she around?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. She was in there like 10 minutes before the show.
And what time is it now?
It's about...
it's not 10 minutes before the show.
It's an hour later.
Right.
I was counting on my fingers.
Well, she was
she
in
had
there
to
with
leave.
You. Oh, she's gone.
Well, I guess she's at her desk.
Okay. All right.
Upstairs?
If that's where her desk is.
Like you don't know where her desk
is? You don't know where she is every living moment?
Not every moment, no.
Well, where is she right now?
As we speak, I'm guessing she's at her desk.
So you brought her the candy?
Because she likes it.
Wow.
See,
somewhere along the line, when we're all just fumbling around eating our lettuce, he has this way of finding out all these things.
How did you know that she likes sweet tarts?
She told me.
So you stopped and you bought her 3 bags?
Four.
4 bags of sweet tarts.
That's incredibly personal, isn't it? If a woman tells you she likes a certain kind of candy.
What's that say about Nadine? That he brings her 4 bags of candy and she bangs him.
Yeah, really.
But she doesn't bang me.
Okay.
It's like in World War II, you know, when the GIs would give away chocolate.
Chocolates and nylons.
Right.
Right. All right, thank you, Charlie.
You're welcome.
Insightful as always.
Right. Exactly.
Naturally.
It's German.
Naturally. Monday, we'll be back on in Las Vegas.
Monday.
We were unceremoniously booted from the last station we were on. So if you know anybody in the Vegas area, tell the show will be back on live 12 noon local time Monday in Las Vegas on radio station KSFN. A proud member of the Infinity Broadcasting Company, I was told today.
Oh, wonderful. Well, then you know it's got to be good.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, what's up? I know the secret sound.
Good. I hope you do. What's your name, my friend?
My name is Rusty.
Rusty, where are you from?
Gordon, Virginia.
Rusty, you've won the Bruce Springsteen prize pack. Watch HBO to see Bruce Springsteen, the E Street Band. That's tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, only on the HBO.
Right.
You ready to go for the money?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. $500, a common, everyday sound. We'll play it for you now. Give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer till Mike sings like...
Bob Dylan.
All right.
Okay. All right, it's closer to this century.
Well, you know, just trying something different.
You ready with the sound?
Yeah, ready.
Here we go. All right.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. Not exactly a clicking sound.
Although Robin came up with a new one today. And it is a clicking sound. That's going to be after this one.
Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big grass bed.
If we do give away the money, it's courtesy of Main Street Title. So for $500, what is that sound?
It's the sound of a new jar being opened.
Could you be more specific?
A pickle jar, strawberry jam jar.
No.
Not strawberry.
No, it's not. Thank you, though. Oh, Rob. Knock it off.
It's a jar.
No, it's not a jar.
Oh, it so is.
It so is not.
It's absolutely not.
It's not.
I keep saying that, sir, though. I like watching them.
I swear to God, it's not.
Well, hey, can I say something real quick?
No.
Why? Why do you have to ask? Why don't you just say it?
Yeah, you know the United States never landed on the moon?
Oh, please. You retard. Hold on a second. Jesus H. Christ. Hold on a second.
Big shock.
What was that all about? Well, it was in a movie, Mike, with O.J. Simpson and James Brolin. I saw it. The movie
where it was all staged.
The movie is Capricorn One.
You remember that.
I saw that movie.
That is an old movie.
From my juice collection. Juice.
Naked Gun running again, too. You see that about every 5 minutes on cable.
All right, Rob, let's get back to your Chinatown tape. Again, we sent Robbie out to Chinatown here in New York to interview Chinese citizens about the current crisis between the United States and China.
Just a few questions. I'm taking a survey for CBS Radio.
He said he wanted Chinese to answer your questions.
Okay, well, we can try. Can you translate for me?
What do you want to ask?
Well, first of all, I would like to ask, are you of Chinese origin?
Origin? I don't know.
Are you from China?
Yeah.
Yes. Can you try to explain to me the situation of the American spy plane that is being held?
It's like a Richard Pryor album. I swear to God, just hearing that song, that cracks my ass up. Who knows what the hell they're saying? Who knows?
You're getting the real deal here. Oh.
He was a fat guy? Oh, fat. That was a lady? That was a lady?
Oh, my head's going to explode.
That's even funnier. Now, are they mad at you?
No, they're very pleasant.
No, it's just the way of speaking. It's the language, Don. It's simply the language.
Oh, okay.
It's okay.
Well, can you try just summarize it for me a little bit? Because I don't speak any Chinese.
I know, but I can't say it for
this. All right, well, let me ask some easier questions then. Are you, do you swear allegiance to the United States or to China? Do you consider yourself Chinese or American?
It's a boring question.
And what did she say?
She said,
She says, okay.
I don't know how to say this one, but he can hurt the American people, but he can't find the tennis, the guy, the apron, the guy.
Right.
He can't find yet. But he said they don't hurt the 24 people. He don't hurt. Okay. He's very nice for them.
All right.
I can't wait to hear
I think what she was saying was that they're not harming the 24.
But
was
the,
that maybe
the,
what she was saying?
But the question was...
I think she was saying allegiance to China.
Right.
Perhaps.
I don't know.
It's hard to say. I don't know.
Now, these are some easier questions on a more light note. Which do you think was a better president, Abraham Lincoln or Bill Clinton?
Which?
He asked who was the president.
Abe Lincoln.
Abe
Lincoln?
He liked the Hallandon.
Somebody's saying Holland Tunnel.
Oh. She said Hal Linden. I don't know.
Do you think she was thinking about the Lincoln Tunnel?
She said Holland Tunnel.
Yeah. Holland Tunnel.
Sure. Oh, the bush, before the...
Reagan?
No.
Holland Tunnel. You're right.
She's saying Holland Tunnel.
Holland Tunnel.
Hold on. Try it again.
Okay. Tell me when.
Good.
The bush before the...
Reagan?
No.
Okay, very good. Which music performer do you like better? And this can be just for you. Los Lobos or Lyle Lovett?
I know I did this one.
Ever heard of Los Lobos or Lyle Lovett?
No.
All right. Which TV actress do you like better? Lucy Liu or Lucy Lawless?
I don't have the time to watch the TV. My sons always watch the cartoon. I can't watch the TV.
All right. Good. Do you have a favorite TV show between I Love Lucy or Land of the Lost?
I have no idea.
Have you ever watched I Love Lucy?
I say it. My sons always watch the cartoon.
You're trying real hard, you know, to get them to say the L word.
I know.
This broad,
I love this.
If we can get her to say the L word,
right,
a positive is going to come out as an R.
I don't have a choice to watch the TV.
What cartoons does he watch?
Scooby-Doo or something like that.
Scooby-Doo. It's called Scooby-Doo. That's an excellent one. Do you ever watch golf?
No.
Have you ever seen the movie Star Wars?
Yep.
Who do you like better, Luke Skywalker or Princess Leia?
Princess Weber. Princess Weber.
I think she was saying Princess Leia.
I don't know.
That was Princess Weber.
And I was there and I don't know. Star Wars.
Yep.
Who do you like better, Luke Skywalker or Princess Leia?
Princess Weber.
Sorry again? Luke Skywalker or Princess Leia?
Princess Rugger.
Okay.
She's trying to say Luke Skywalker.
It's hard to tell.
Who knows?
Which car do you own a car? If you had one, would you prefer to have a Lincoln or a Land Rover?
I don't know. I must say so.
A Lincoln is a large luxury car. A Land Rover is a sports utility vehicle.
I didn't watch it a long time. I don't remember this one.
Okay, I'll come back to it. And last question, do you prefer the city of Little Rock or Lower Manhattan?
I don't understand this one.
Little Rock, Arkansas, which is a city in the south of the United States.
Oh, God.
Or do you prefer Lower Manhattan in New York City?
I know I need this one.
You don't have an idea? Okay, and last question, which tree do you prefer, a blue spruce
you won't get an
or
answer
a weeping
to this
willow?
One.
I don't know idea.
Yeah. No idea.
Ask her any of those questions?
Oh, you're asking her to ask the Chinese these questions?
Right.
Oh, God damn.
Here we go.
Only
watches Chinese movie. What is her favorite Chinese movie?
Anyone. The Chinese anyone. He
they're all good?
Yeah.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon?
Yeah.
Good?
I think so. I don't know.
She saw it. Well, thank you very much. You have a lovely fruit stand.
Okay, thank you.
You sound like wonderful people.
Very nice people.
God, they really do sound like wonderful people. You had a good time with them. Did you have a good time with that interview?
Yeah, I wasn't scared there.
There you go.
You weren't scared until you went into the store, right?
Right.
Okay, all right. Let's hear one more.
A few questions taped for a broadcast on CBS. Are you of Chinese origin?
Yeah, Chinese origin.
Okay, can you explain the situation with the American spy plane to me?
Oh, I don't know who wants to speak.
The spy plane that is being held, the American spy plane being held by the Chinese right now. Have you heard about it in the news?
The airplane?
Yeah.
Oh, this is just an accident. I think this is...
Do you consider yourself American or Chinese?
Well, what's mean?
Are you, do you swear your allegiance to the United States of America, or do you consider yourself a subject of China?
Oh, I'm a media. I think it's two countries, it's like, keep to To come, come.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not.
Yeah, I understand.
What did you say? To come?
To come.
To come.
He always has to bring sex into it.
That's right.
All right, these are easier questions now. Who do you think was a better president, Bill Clinton or Abraham Lincoln?
I think it's both.
Oh, choose one for me, please.
Bill Clinton.
Okay.
There's the L.
Bill Clinton. Yeah, was that kind of an R?
Just barely.
That's Bill Clinton.
Rewind it, Robbie.
That was a little bit.
Just a touch. You got it?
Yeah. Oh, choose one for me, please.
Bill Clinton.
Okay. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, close.
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 We, you know, that's why this is an experiment.
Who do you think is a better musical performer, Los Lobos or Lyle Lovett?
I don't know.
Music?
Yes. A band, the singer Lyle Lovett or the band Los Lobos?
Oh, I never listened to the music.
Could you just choose one? Lyle Lovett, maybe?
Lyle Lovett?
Okay.
I already got that perfect.
Yeah.
You said that perfect.
Very good.
We're like better as an actor.
We're going to have to send Rob to Little Japan.
Lucy Liu or Lucy Lawless?
Japan sound.
Lucy. Who's Lucy?
Lucy Liu, who was in Charlie's Angels, or Lucy Lawless, who plays Xena on TV?
I don't know.
Could you, well, maybe then Lucy Liu?
Yeah, Lucy Liu, yeah.
Oh, the passport has this guy. This guy is...
Stay with this guy, he's funny.
You think you should stay with him? All right. Okay.
Okay. What TV show do you like better, I Love Lucy or Land of the Lost?
I never see this TV.
Okay. Do you ever watch golf?
Golf?
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay. Do you prefer Frank Licklider or Davis Love the Third?
The Tiger Woods.
Okay, it's not Tiger Woods.
Good answer. Great answer.
Tiger Woods.
Everybody
Spider
knows.
Or Davis Love the Third.
The Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods. Right.
There's no D there.
That's right.
Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods.
Licklider or Davis Love the Third.
The Tiger Woods.
Okay, if not Tiger Woods, then Frank Licklider or Davis Love the Third.
Only I know it's the Tiger Woods.
Yeah. He's going to win the Masters?
Huh?
You think he'll win the Masters tournament?
Would he? Oh, would he? Yeah. Tiger, yeah.
Yeah.
What tree do you like better, the blue spruce or the weeping willow?
Blue spruce.
Blue spruce.
Yeah.
Okay. What city do you like better, Little Rock, Arkansas, or Lower Manhattan?
Manhattan.
Lower Manhattan or Upper Manhattan?
Yeah, Chinatown.
Is it considered lower?
Yes.
I'm from out of town, so I don't know.
Yeah, because... yeah, it's a law. It's downtown.
Okay. What car do you prefer, a Lincoln Mercury or a Land Rover?
Lincoln.
Well, listen, that was perfect. That was
perfect
L.
L.
A clear L.
Lincoln.
You said it perfectly.
Lincoln. The president.
I'm sorry?
The president Lincoln.
No, the car.
Oh, the President Lincoln. Yeah. Back to the original question.
Back to President Lincoln.
Right. The car Lincoln, do you like that car?
Lincoln, yeah.
A Continental or town car?
That's two kinds of car.
Yeah, the, this I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I thank you for your time. What's the name of your business?
The name of my business here? F-U-Y-U. F-U-Y-U. F-U-Y-U.
F-U-Y-U. For me?
F-U-Y-U.
F-U-Y-U.
F-U.
F-U-Y-U.
The name of my business here? F-U-Y-U. F-U-Y-U.
F-U-Y-U. For me?
F-U-Y-U.
For you. No, and last question. Have you ever seen Star Wars?
Star Wars?
Movie?
Ah, it's the best movie, yeah.
It's a great movie. Do you prefer Luke Skywalker or Princess Leia?
Luke Skywalker.
Oh, thank you for your time. What's your name, sir?
My name is Wong Ken.
Okay, make sure you listen to the Don and Mike show tonight on WNEW.
Okay.
Not a
thank
chance,
you.
No. Has a drum pictures.
Fantastic. Yeah. Fool you.
Wow, fool you.
Fool you.
Was it a food place?
No, knickknack.
Knickknacks, okay.
For knickknacks, fool you.
Fool you.
And
in New York.
Stress balls.
Ah,
stress
like
balls.
Those.
Oh, yeah.
Sell those all over Chinatown, don't they, the stress balls? All right, let's hear one more Chinese person's
very
perspective.
Good.
All right. And then we'll move on to the tape of Rob talking to New Yorkers to find out if we're loved yet in New York.
Very good.
Here we go.
This is taped for broadcast for CBS Radio. Excuse me, sir, are you of Chinese origin?
Sorry, Adam.
I'd want to talk. These are taped for broadcast. Excuse me, ma'am, what's your name? You don't want to talk?
Lee.
Lee is your name. Are you of Chinese origin?
China.
You are from China. Can you explain the situation with the American spy plane to me?
No English.
None at all? Do you consider yourself an American or from China? Who do you think was a better president, Abraham Lincoln or Bill Clinton?
So what's she doing now? She's
walking away now?
Waving you off?
When are you in the store where you're scared?
It might come up in a little bit. I'll try and find it. Well, do what's next.
Because Rob said that's where he got a little nervous.
All right, see what's next.
I don't want to talk. Sorry to bother you. Hi, these are taped for broadcast for CBS Radio. Hi, sir, what's your name?
I'm sorry. I speak English. Later, better.
That's all right. Are you of Chinese origin?
Yes.
Okay, he's on the cell phone right now.
He dismissed me.
Oh, he was talking on the cell phone?
For CBS Radio, let's step over here so we're out of this gentleman's way. Are you of Chinese origin?
Yes.
What is your name, sir?
My name is Robert Noh.
Do I hear birds?
Can you explain to me the situation with the Chinese and the American spy plane?
For the airplane?
Yes. For the airplane?
You know, I think it's... They just for the estate like that.
Huh?
How do you mean?
They just, you know, American people, the airplane, they don't like to be the Chinese airplane also. Just go like that.
Airplane.
But, you know, just estate.
Do you consider yourself an American or a subject of China?
Subject.
I think it's a little bit wrong for the American, the airplane.
The Americans are at fault.
Yes.
At this point, you should shot him.
Oh, God. God.
The Americans are at fault.
You're in my country. What are you talking about? You're sucking off my teeth.
It's not very much like America.
Jesus Christ.
But do you consider yourself Chinese or American?
I am an American citizen.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, then, okay. Good.
I'm glad I heard that. Don't shoot him, then.
Okay.
Free speech.
Allow him to live.
Welcome to the country. Who do you think was a better president, Abraham Lincoln or Bill Clinton?
Which one?
Abe Lincoln or Bill Clinton?
I think it's Bill Clinton is there.
Another L.
He said that well.
I think the finger for the star is high. Why not the star is a little bit long? Just go like that.
What music performer do you prefer? Los Lobos or Lyle Lovett?
I don't like very well for the American music, you know.
What music do you like?
I like Chinese music.
Chinese music, of course.
Are there any American artists that you enjoy?
Yeah, I enjoy my American life.
Like who, I'm sorry?
I enjoy American life, you know.
Enjoys American life.
I swear to God, I thought he said I enjoy my American wife.
Yeah, hey, first time.
Maybe.
Was it wife or life?
He said life.
Life, okay, all right.
America. All right, what actress do you prefer, Lucy Liu or Lucy Lawless?
I don't know that.
You don't know either of them? Lucy Liu, who was in Charlie's Angels?
No.
Okay. What TV show do you prefer, I Love Lucy or Land of the Lost?
Sometimes the TV,
yeah.
I get like the ABC.
ABC, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Do you like Regis?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
What's your favorite? What other shows do you like on ABC?
Because I don't have a lot of time and watch the TV. Sometimes I just watch the news.
Do you have a TV?
Yes.
What brand of television?
I use the direct TV.
Direct television TV. Itself. What is the brand of the TV?
It's Panasonic.
Panasonic?
That's excellent. That's what I have as well. What golfer do you prefer? Frank Licklider or Davis Love III?
What's that?
Golfer?
No.
What's golf?
No. Did you ever see the movie Star Wars?
No.
You never saw Star Wars? You're the one guy who never saw Star Wars.
Yeah, because you're too busy. I don't have time to watch the show, everything.
You were busy in 1975?
Yes.
What tree do you prefer, the blue spruce or the weeping willow?
You know, some American music, everything, I'm not into like that.
He doesn't understand.
This guy's all over the place.
You're talking about music again, though? American music.
I just enjoy Chinese life like that.
Do you drive an automobile? Do you have an automobile?
Yes.
Do you prefer a Lincoln or a Land Rover?
A Lincoln.
Sorry?
Lincoln.
Perfectly clear. Yeah, the Continental or the town car?
Sometimes I'm not a Continental, better.
Very nice.
The way
I have a Chevrolet.
Continental. Yeah,
and last question.
Said it perfectly.
What city do you prefer? Little Rock or Lower Manhattan?
I think it's in Manhattan.
Upper or lower?
Let's just find Manhattan right here.
This is considered Lower Manhattan, isn't it?
Lower Manhattan.
All right, this is perfect.
Rabbi, did you get the impression during the interview that we've blown another stereotype out of the water here?
I believe we've disproven it.
That's right. The L sound up.
I'm going to hold on to that call yesterday. The guy who said it's the Japanese.
That's what we have to find out.
That transfix the L's and the R's.
And we can certainly go back to Washington and be able to do that experiment.
We sure can.
Absolutely.
We sure can.
All we got to do is warn 2 feet outside the radio station.
All we got to do is go to Arlington.
Absolutely.
And we'll be able to figure that one out.
All right. Well, good job on that, Robbie.
Very good, Rob.
Get the other tape ready. Now that was as timely and topical as today's headlines.
But I'm a little nervous about this next experiment.
Well, you got to have faith, Mike.
I do have faith.
Last time, 2 people out of 25 knew who we were.
See if we've improved the odds.
Let me take a couple of calls here first. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
There's that horrible phone line again.
The worst phone line in the world. Jesus Christ. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello? Hello? Well, have I done something to these phones? Hello? Why is that one got the yellow light on there? Hello?
The fax is working.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I have a secret to tell you.
What?
You can't tell anyone.
Oh, come on. What is it?
I see Korean people.
Oh, get out of here.
All the time. A new one every day.
Not funny.
Okay. All right. Sorry. Goodbye. Radio God.
Son.
Goodbye. See you later.
Boy.
Hey, Charlie, did you ever get a hold of Rudy? Are we ready with Rudy? Well, then you know what I think we're going to do? Listen, instead of hearing our poll in just a moment,
right?
We're going to get a report on the Masters.
Yes.
Rudy Martsky is down in Augusta, Georgia.
He loves Augusta.
Rudy Martsky from USA Today, and he will be interviewed by Pete Johnson.
Right.
Now, we are going to tell Pete to tell Rudy that we've just been thrown off the air and that Pete is filling in for us.
Right. It's the Pete Johnson Show, and we'd like to interview Rudy.
And we have some questions, some sample questions.
You're not going to reveal them, right? Are you going to keep it a surprise until Pete says them?
All right.
That's the best way to do it.
And, of course, during the entire interview,
right?
You, me, Buzz, Rob, as soon as anything pops into your mind,
right?
Like when Pete was interviewing the horse.
That's it.
Write it down, put it on a card.
Big fun coming.
And he's going to be able to ask Rudy all that stuff.
Fantastic.
So we'll do the report on the Masters Golf Tournament right after this.
Number one, Arbitron Rating, the Don and Mike.
Bob Crane enjoyed the Hollywood nightlife and soon found new ways to blend his Playboy lifestyle with his passion for cameras. The star began to videotape sexual encounters. As co-star Werner Klemperer recalls,
I don't know whether you'd call them pornographic, but they were erotic films of sex acts that he enjoyed filming.
Cleansing your ears with a daily DNA shower. The Don and Mike Show.
And we have a development.
Yes, a late-breaking development.
There's no Peter Johnson in the building right now. He is
Peter Johnson, who has been here every waking hour while we've been in New York.
I mean, he comes to the station on Saturday and Sundays.
Right.
It is the one time Peter Johnson is not here.
Did he blow out of here early today?
No. Maybe he had to clean the garage.
You know, one thing about our little, we love it up here at WNEW, but it's officially the place where nobody knows where anybody else is.
Right. Well, it's a Coleman production.
Do you see how many employees they have up here?
Yeah.
Compared to it with what we have down in Washington, D.C., it's truly amazing. You have more bodies walking around here. I could not describe what people do around here.
And if I had a dollar for every fat kid who has a baseball hat on backwards,
unbelievable,
that works at this radio station.
The uniform.
I don't know where they bus them in from.
And you notice when we go on the air, when we start here, they're all gone.
Right, they all leave.
Mm-hmm.
So, listen, here's what we're going to do with Rudy. Since certainly we don't want to have a serious conversation with Rudy about the Masters.
No, of course not.
I think Charlie's gone upstairs to get Nadine.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, we have a serious conversation with Rudy about the Masters. The only thing that's going to happen, you'll get bored and I'll get jealous.
And the ratings will go down, down, down.
That's right.
So we have a bunch of questions, and it might even be more believable that you and I actually did something actionable that the company had to take us off the air for today.
Right, and Nadine will be the substitute.
And
right.
She's just filling in that she does a regular talk show. And
then we'll be feeding her questions for
yeah.
Rudy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got some that we've already written. All right, we got her. Who is it?
Pete.
Oh, it's Pete.
Oh, all right.
Oh, even better. Pete. It's Pete Johnson.
Pete. Pete, where the hell were you?
Pete, come here. Have a seat, Pete. Pete, I got an assignment for you. Have a seat.
Come on, Peter.
Have a seat.
I'm not calling any trends.
No. This is on the up and up today.
It's easy.
This is good.
This is on the up and up.
Pete, you look like we tore you away from food.
I guarantee we tore you away from food. You tell me if I'm right. We took you away from food, didn't we? It's written all over you. What were you doing? What were you doing?
Give him the microphone, Robbie. Our engineer, Peter Johnson.
What were you doing?
I was very, very busy.
What were you doing?
What were you eating?
Come on.
Well, I wasn't eating, actually.
Oh, going to the bathroom?
No, I was actually in the other studio. I was underneath, you know, on the bottom there.
Oh, you were working.
Yeah.
Well, now you're going to work hard.
Hey, Mike, would you hand me your sports section from USA Today?
Absolutely.
Does Rudy have a column in there today?
I bet he does.
Yeah, he does. It's about Marco and Ken Venturi. It's a, you know, it's a Masters column because he's down at the golf tournament.
Let me show you the guy you're going to be interviewing.
Greatest golf tournament of the year.
Pete, are you a golf fan?
No.
Okay, good. Doesn't
perfect.
Doesn't matter. You know the Masters golf tournament? It's on this weekend. Tiger Woods.
Okay.
Okay. You see this guy right here, Rudy Martsky? That's his picture in USA Today. He's the TV sports columnist for USA Today.
And he's a guy that's been on our show for years and years and years, and he's often the butt of our jokes.
Now, when he comes on the phone from...
Oh, look at how exasperated you are, Pete.
Come on, Pete, this is fun. When he comes on the phone from the Masters Golf Tournament, you're going to tell him... Or Rob will tell him
right.
That Mike and I have done something that's actionable, and we've been fired for the day. We've been suspended
and the substitute host is Pete Johnson. And we're going to do that thing where we give you the questions to ask Rudy.
And all you have to do is just read right off the cards.
And then Rudy will answer the questions. We'll just you don't have to do any ad-libbing at all. We'll just hand you the cards.
But whatever you do, don't let on to Rudy that we're in here with you.
Yeah, don't let him know that we've been suspended and you're subbing for us.
And as a matter of fact, you can start, I see you reading his column, you can start the interview by telling him what a good columnist he is. You know, you can suck up to him a little bit. Then Mike and I will start feeding you the questions.
USA Today,
Pete.
Have you heard of USA Today?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, well then, what are we doing now? We're just waiting for Rudy to call in?
Uh-huh.
All right, so it's time for Rudy to call.
Right.
Well, let's just take another call while we're waiting. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Welcome to New York.
Right, hello.
Yeah, my name is Sean. I'm calling from the Bronx, New York, not too far from Yankee Stadium.
All right. Hello, Sean.
At 3 o'clock this afternoon, you guys had me standing on the corner of 72nd Street and 1st Avenue in the rain trying to get through to your radio program to be the first one to speak to you guys today.
Really? Well,
really?
Why were you standing in the rain at 3 o'clock? Why weren't you just at home calling us up?
Oh, because I was working. I was out in the street. I was out in the field.
Well, I would suggest you get a cell phone.
No, I don't need a cell phone. People track me down with my cell phone.
All right, gotcha. Well, thank you for the call, Sean.
Yeah, hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How can us New Yorkers get a chance to be up close, intimate, and personal with you guys?
We very soon will be coming up to New York to do a Las Vegas-style show.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
The next time you guys come up to New York, is it possible that me, Sean, might be able to come in and sit in on your show?
No. Thank you.
Only if you're a woman with very large breasts.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show. I mean, there was no easy way to let that guy down.
We would accept, wouldn't we, a lady New Yorker
absolutely.
Who wished to, you know, be in here for an entire show.
And bare her breasts.
Right.
Yeah. Hello. And her pussy. Hello, Sean and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I got a question. I went to your Harris show, and, you know, I was canceled and everything, and I have the wristbands, and I want to know if I can get into the Sacramento show with those.
No, you can't get into the Sacramento show. You'll be able to get into the Reno show.
Okay.
We're doing a show in Sacramento 3 weeks from today, and then 3 weeks from tomorrow, we're doing a separate show in Reno to make up for the show at Lake Tahoe.
It's going
to
be big fun.
So they won't even let me use those, huh?
Wait.
Over in Sac.
Do you live in Reno?
No, I live in I'm in Sacramento.
Well, I suggest you listen to our station in Sacramento and arrange to come to the Sacramento show. And, you know, just listen to what the procedure is, how you get out there.
You see, I thought that you were calling from Reno.
No, I'm calling from Sacramento
now. We've already announced that we're going to work out the deal. We'll figure out some way. Everyone who has one of those wristbands or whatever they gave away will be able to get priority seating to come to our Las Vegas-style show either in Sacramento or Reno, depending on what city you live in.
All right, cool.
All right?
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, thank you, my friend. Sorry about that. I got the feeling he was calling from Reno. I don't know why.
Yeah, maybe I was wrong.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. I'm calling from Cleveland.
Cleveland?
Hey, Cleveland rocks.
Now, where is Rudy?
That's enough of that. Bye.
All right, goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I don't know.
Yeah, I was. I had
the
a
hell did
about
I say?
The Sacramento show this guy's talking about?
Yeah, what about it?
It's a 17,000-seat arena. I wonder if these guys have ever played anything that size before.
We haven't, and I think that'll be fine. I think that answers the question as far as accessibility for everybody coming out.
Yeah, we're hoping to pack that place.
Absolutely.
Cool, we're rocking.
All right, thank you. Rock on, man. You only rock once.
Now, I believe that would be doubling, basically, what we did the last time we were in Sacramento, and we had 8,000 people come out.
Right. So, now, where's Rudy?
Where's Charlie?
I don't know, but Rudy.
What's going on?
On either one of these lines.
Rudy's
going
to call on either one of those lines?
Yeah, where's maybe?
Is he at a cocktail party?
He's covering the Masters. Pete, how are you enjoying his column? You're reading it right now.
I don't understand too much of it, but I don't know.
You're not a big sports fan. I think we established that earlier on the
show.
Right,
I'm not.
What do you do? You know, we were discussing this at dinner last night, Pete. What do you do for fun?
Is that what you talk about?
We talk about you, yes. You fascinate us. What do you do for fun? When you really want to have, what is your best time? Something you really look forward to? And please don't say it's just kicking back in an easy chair.
What do you like doing?
Do you have a hobby?
Yeah, I mean, not really.
Fishing, bowling, pools.
Anything in particular?
Bumper pool.
Bumper pool.
No, I don't know.
Do you have a rec room?
A rumpus room?
I have a computer and stuff like that.
You play on the computer?
Yeah.
That's what you enjoy doing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go to scatlover.com?
No.
Ever been there?
No.
We're waiting for the high-powered Rudy Martsky.
Hello.
Usually, whenever we need him, he does this.
Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I got a surprise for Don and Mike when they come to Sacramento.
Really? Listen, you're talking to us right now. Hello.
Oh, I am?
Yeah.
Hi, how are
hey,
you?
Don and Mike.
Hey. Yes.
I can get a hold of about 16,999 of my friends and then me. Bring a whole bunch of tomatoes and rotten cabbage and bomb the hell out of you because you guys suck.
Well, now, why the hostility, sir? Oh, we're not going to get an answer for him.
Never know.
But that was well thought out
yes.
and well executed.
Yes, I kind of sensed it was coming.
A great plan. I'm going to get 16,999 of my friends.
Yeah, but the one person that's there will fight him.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don?
Yes.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi.
I would rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy.
Right, okay, thank you.
Boy.
Hey, Pete, why don't you handle the next call?
Oh,
frankly, these callers are getting on my nerves. Go ahead, just answer the phone. Pete Johnson Show.
Say hi, Pete Johnson
Show.
Hi,
this is the Don and Mike Show.
Pete Johnson Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, this is the Don and Mike Show. How you doing?
All right, how you doing?
He's belligerent
good.
Today.
Yeah. What can I do for you?
Can I speak to Don and Mike, please?
No. Well, if you don't want to talk to me?
Sure, I'll talk to you. How you doing?
Pete, I'm doing fine. What do you need?
Oh, I just wanted to say hello to him from Sacramento.
Well, I'll tell him. What's your name?
I'd rather tell him myself.
Well, you'll have to call back later.
Later?
Yeah.
You know, I might just have to start giving Pete the cards.
Yeah, I know.
Just on the phone with regular listeners.
Just to talk to regular listeners?
Yeah. Because if Rudy's not going to show...
And what is the deal with Rudy?
I don't know, and I don't know where Charles Broyhill is either.
I think Charlie's looking for Rudy.
Well, how could Charlie be looking for Rudy? I think Charlie's probably looking for Nadine's underpants. You know what I mean? Well, are you ready for a call, Pete? Here we go. Answer it, please. Pete Johnson Show.
Hi, the Pete Johnson Show here. What can I do for you?
Hey, Pete.
Yeah.
This is Mark from Carmichael. Hey, I want to congratulate you on your evening show being moved to the afternoon today.
Oh, very good.
You know, I love your sports talk. I love all your takes on tennis and baseball.
Oh, very good. Thanks a lot.
Hey, so good luck with Rudy.
Have you had a nice BM today?
You know what? I've been holding one for the last 2 hours. I got another hour of work, and I can't wait to go home and unload it. But I don't know if I'm going to make it. Do you have any suggestions for that?
I'm not sure. How's that whore wife of yours?
Oh, my God. She is so good. She is a moaner, I'll tell you that.
Oh, well.
Anything else, Pete?
Well, will you help me clean out the garage?
You know what? That's my job.
That's mine, too. I can need some help.
Hey, do you know anything about computers?
A little bit.
On my Windows, I always get that little message box that pops up about my computer has done an illegal operation. What is that all about? Could I get arrested for that?
No, I don't think so.
No? It's illegal, though, right?
It's illegal. Just shut your computer down. That's all.
Well, is there any record of it, though, if my God, computer God, got into the hands?
Pete, we're going to have to move on to another caller.
Oh, rats. He was just about to use my card.
Well, hold on.
I can't even read it.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready, Pete Johnson?
Can I have a Sharpie?
Here we go. All right. Pete Johnson.
Hi, the Pete Johnson Show here. How can I help you?
But this is Don Mike.
Well, they're out today. Can I help you?
I just want to say hi.
How you doing? Where are you from?
From Davis.
Okay.
Near Sacramento.
Have you had a nice BM today?
Not yet.
Okay, well, it's never too late, right?
No, not too late.
Okay, very good. Thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Here we go.
Hi, the Pete Johnson Show here. Hello, Pete Johnson Show.
Hey, Pete.
How you doing?
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Hey, if Jack was on your back, would you help Jack off?
Hey. Another call for Pete Johnson. From the Pete Johnson Show.
Pete Johnson Show here.
Yeah, Pete?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've been waiting for.
I think we got Rudy. I don't know. What was that?
That was weird.
Very weird.
Could there be another crap?
Maybe.
Maybe so. All right, Pete, I think the guy is... You got him, Charlie? You got Rudy? No, you're looking for him. All right. You know, F Rudy. I'm serious. How often do we have Rudy as a guest on the show?
Did Rudy know we needed him?
Yeah. At exactly this time. Actually, exactly 10 minutes ago. 10 minutes
Unbelievable.
Ago.
Unbelievable.
All right. Would you mind taking him one more phone call, Pete?
No, it's all right.
Okay. All right, go ahead. Pete Johnson.
Pete Johnson Show. Hello, how can I help you?
Yes, I need to ask Don and Mike if they have some kind of host. My name is Aaron. I just moved here from Dallas, Texas. I'm gonna ask if they got, I got some guy that just hit on me a couple weeks ago downtown D.C. Something about some homo guy. I couldn't believe that they would even have something like that on a show, though.
That's because you're a dumbass.
No, seriously, is there some guy like that on there or something?
Eat me, you piece of garbage. I have a marvelous mustache. Want to touch it?
Hey, good comeback, sir.
No. Hey, Don, y'all really have some guy like that?
All right, is this Rudy now on line five? Okay, here we go. Now, Rob, you pick up first and tell Rudy what's going on. And Pete, thank you for your patience.
Hey, Rudy? Hey, it's Rob. Listen, this is what's up today. Don and Mike got a little silly last night at dinner. They did something actionable, and they've been suspended from air today. They've got a fill-in guy on. His name is Pete. He's a good guy, but he's going to be doing your interview today. So just play it like you would with Don and Mike, but know that you're going to be talking to Pete, okay? Hang on. Hey, nice to talk to you. How's the weather down there? Hold on.
All right. And Mike, you and I have to be quiet. So, Pete, this is the guy from USA Today. And you can start off by telling him you like his column. And then Mike and I will feed you the questions.
Okay.
Right? Here you go.
Hi, Rudy.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Pete Johnson. I'm doing the Don and Mike show today. They had a problem, and I'm filling in for them. I've been reading your articles, and I'm very much impressed with them. And
Well, that's better than Don and Mike. They never have been.
Yeah, well, you know, I think they're secret admirers. They don't want to, like, really build you up too much. They,
Okay, Pete.
Anyway,
Well, you got any questions you want to fire at me, Pete? I mean, this is kind of a thrill, a little change of pace here.
Have you found the new liver yet?
New liver? No, I'm working on it. I'm here in Augusta right now, and, you know, still watching the telecast, but as soon as that's over, I'm going to the doctor's office.
Yeah, what's the deal with Jim Nantz? He acts like a toy poodle on speed.
Jim is waiting until Sunday. Going to come down the last nine holes at the Masters to get excited.
Have you had a nice BM today?
Oh, yeah. It's wonderful here, 83 degrees. The sun came out, and it's the best place to be in America. I'm sure if Mike was not locked up today after probably, I understand, a very rough night in New York, he'd really enjoy it down here.
Are you still using that lame-ass A-minus rating system?
Yes. In fact, the Don and Mike show is still trying to get up to a B-level.
Have you met anyone that works for a living?
No. Well, actually, my wife and I, the mouse, she's well known to a lot of the listeners. We figured out the other day we don't know anybody that gets a weekly paycheck, a regular paycheck. Everybody else we know is on a scam.
Are you still battling the DTs?
Yes. Well, not today. You know, I had to work yesterday, so it was a very calm day.
Yeah, which of the Dick Vitale's eyes is the glass one?
Which of the what?
Which of the Dick Vitale's eyes is the glass one?
Dick Vitale, it's his left eye. And he can't see too well out of his right eye either.
How's your twitching eye?
Well, it's okay. You know, I can probably get about 90 yards out there.
Is Dennis Miller well hung?
Who's well hung?
Dennis Miller.
Dennis and I, we haven't taken a shower together since a game in Tampa in December. But I do remember that he was looking pretty good at the time. And I'm really quite excited about him coming back to ABC next year because he's called me and he wants to make a date for the first game that ABC's doing, which... I think we'll be in Denver, the Giants at Denver. So I've already made a reservation to get out there.
Does Nancy Lopez smell like a fish market?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that. You know, I mean, that's going too far, you know, for this family show.
Have you given the mouse a Dutch oven at Augusta?
Not since last night. I mean, celebrating being down here at the Masters and got a little carried away.
Where can I find the best nude beaches?
The best what?
Nude beaches.
Well, that, probably in St. Martin. Had a little unfortunate incident there a few years ago where somebody stole my swimming trunks, and the water was quite cold, and pictures were taken, and I've had trouble recovering these pictures and the negatives, and it's cost me a lot of money.
Well, whatever you do, don't bore me with that tired Bob Costas at Syracuse story, okay?
No, I won't, but, you know, now Bob happens to be, well, you know, one of the good guests that Don and Mike have when these guys are having a hot day. So, in fact, Bob, we need some ratings over there at HBO. I asked to come on the show again.
You worry about choking on your own vomit?
Never happened to me. Probably really haven't had that happen. No barfing since college. You know, I've kind of matured a lot since then.
Mm. You want to do some wife swapping?
Well, that's old stuff for me. I mean, we have joined the club since we moved to Atlanta, and you know, met a lot of new people through that, and enjoy it very much. Can't say the same for Moss because she really misses me in those swap things.
Where's Mrs. Blaine's box of capsules? Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm still recovering from the time that Don, you know, against my wishes, went through my drawers at our party. And just for that, we're thinking of not inviting him to our next party during this next year's Final Four in Atlanta. But if he comes, the bedroom will be off limits to him.
Have you gotten the stain out of your briefs?
No, this is something I'm, apparently I'm a kind of a special case that I just have to throw them away and start over.
Hey, it's 4:45. Isn't it almost time to blow ESPN's Mike Tirico?
Mike Tirico?
Tirico, sorry. I'm not that familiar with that.
I haven't done that since about 3 hours ago out here at the Masters. Saw Mike, and he hugged me and said, give me a good pop on the Don and Mike show today. So I'm doing it right now, Pete.
How's your twisted colon?
Colon's working out fine right now. I mean, I've got no problems there.
Okay, very good. Anyway, it's been nice nice talking with you.
Well, thanks a lot. I hope these guys get out of jail soon. If not, you know, have them call me, and I can put the word in, and maybe some of these people from CBS, NBC, anybody who works in New York can get them out.
You have blood in your stool?
Not lately. Not lately. Actually, a picture of health, really.
How's that whore wife of yours?
Well, she's okay. She walked the course today, and now she's resting.
I have a marvelous mustache. You want to touch it?
Well, it depends on where it is.
Eat me, you piece of garbage.
Well, Peter, I was wondering when you're going to get down to it. I mean, okay, I'll do that.
Well, anyway, it's been nice talking with you, and you've been very, very pleasant.
Okay, well, you know, I'm trying to get Dick Enberg to do this, and Dick thought this was a little bit beyond his level.
Yeah. Ever get it on with my Gordon Forbes?
No. No, I have not, but I've gotten out with a few others.
Very good. Anyway, you love Dick, don't you?
Yes, I love Dick. I haven't seen him since the Final Four, and I really miss him a lot.
Very good. Mike Heisman wants you dead.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. And, he's working on it. That's why somebody has to taste my food.
How's the weather down there?
Great. 83. Just turned out 82 right now. And hey, it says Tiger going off the course. And you know, everybody's walking out of the walking off the course right now. We can see it from across the street right here.
Anyway, I really think your column sucks, but
that's okay. You just get in line, Donna Mike. That's how they, we got to be good friends. They told me that when they first met me.
Do your editors still think you're a joke?
Well, yeah, unfortunately, but I've been able to snow them for a bunch of years and hope to keep doing it.
Is Vince McMahon a fag?
Is what?
Vince McMahon.
Vince McMahon turns out to be a pretty nice guy in this whole stretch. At least he's a stand-up guy, admitting that his XFL is not going over, and at least he answers the phone and is upfront about it. And I think we wish him very well next year at WWF. I don't think the XFL will be around.
What do your fingers smell like?
Well, pretty sweaty right now because I'm standing here talking on the phone, but I think they, they're, you know, I think I've washed them recently, so I think they're okay.
If you played in the XFL, would you would they call you he drink beer?
Yeah, that's true. I've been known to do that, but not till nightfall.
Well, anyway, it's been a pleasant conversation with you, and I still think your column sucks, but...
Well, Pete, you know what? Off this conversation, you qualified to be the permanent replacement for Dynamite.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the Pete Johnson show.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay, thanks a lot for having me on.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye now. Hold on.
Yeah.
Rob, look up and see if, I mean, he has to know when we're doing it.
Yeah.
Hey, Rudy? Hey, that went really well. He wants to know if he can use your agenda Friday.
Okay. Hey, you know you were being goofed on, right? Yes. Yeah. Hold on one second. Pete Johnson, do you know who Pete Johnson really is? No. It's actually Sean McManus. Yeah, hold on a second. Hold on.
Okay. Got it.
All right.
Hello.
Hi.
Rudy?
Hey, Rudy?
He's gone. He hung up.
Huh. All right.
Well, that went out with a whimper.
I didn't hang up on him.
I know.
I mean, the line was on hold. I picked it up. Pete, thank you.
A round of applause
for Pete.
You're fantastic. Pete, you always help us out. We appreciate it.
There's nothing better.
Look at the index cards in here.
There's
cue cards.
There's nothing better than just writing, like, your column sucks. And whatever we write down, he just says it. How's that whore wife of yours?
That's great. That's how you do it. That's great.
We're always busting a gut.
Fantastic.
All right. Thank you, Pete Johnson, and we finally got a report from the Masters Golf Tournament in with USA Today's Rudy Marski. When we come back, oh, listen, are we popular in New York yet?
Oh, I'm nervous about this.
Rob went out on the streets today with a tape recorder. We'll find out right after this.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
What's so different
here? Ray the Zoo, you know... He was closed, right? Yeah, I did.
I won't tell.
Provide. providing joy. Don and Mike.
Yeah, we try.
Absolutely.
We're broadcasting today from our New York station, WNEW. Monday, as I mentioned, we re-sign back in Las Vegas.
Ah.
Where we've been off the radio for a while. We'll be on radio station KSFM. And also on Monday, we're changing stations kind of in Burlington, Vermont.
Kind of.
Now, here's the deal. Our show, which is heard every day on 960 AM.
In Burlington.
WEAV.
Right.
These are the ratings. Men 18 to 24, a 30.8 share.
Oh, my God.
Men 25 to 34, a 21.6 share.
Wow.
Men 35 to 49, a 20.6 share.
That's significant stuff there.
So, based on those ratings, the right-thinking Americans, Rob, hate to break in on your call there, buddy, but we're on the radio right now.
Rob is a big believer in directional microphones.
Sorry. I might be pointed the other way.
Who are you calling, your wife?
No, Lisa.
Oh, Lisa. Gotcha. That. That's okay.
So we're
building up toward something.
We're
here.
Switching?
Kind of.
Okay.
Starting Monday, the good people at Clear Channel Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who own our station up there.
Right.
They're going to keep us on AM 960, but they will also be broadcasting the show every day on 96.7 FM.
Oh, that's always good news to be on FM. So we're going to be all over Vermont.
Yes. Yeah, so the press release says the facts don't lie. From the dorm room to the old folks home, people in Burlington love the number one rated radio show, the Don and Mike Show.
Very good.
For this reason, Clear Channel Radio Burlington is proud to announce the launch of the new improved home of Don and Mike, The Zone, 96.7 FM.
The Zone, man.
960 AM. Don and Mike in crystal clear FM stereo, the way God intended. Coming April 9.
Well, you know, not only is it probably one of the most beautiful states in the entire United States, but we're glad to be on FM anytime, and that's going to be more people listening to us, so that's fantastic.
So in Burlington, you get us both ways, AM and FM. Now in New York, listen, we've been on the station about a year. Frankly, the ratings have... Well, while the ratings have quadrupled,
right,
to be sitting with a 1.6 share, I'm not going up to the top of the Empire State Building to take a piss.
No, not yet.
To celebrate.
0.6 share.
Mm-hmm. We've barely climbed out of the bottom 20 of the New York radio.
You know, it's
ratings.
It's been said the tape delay, you know, is kind of a hindrance.
Whatever.
But we're still plugging up here.
So we figured the best way to find out if people really know who the show is all about is to send Rob out on the street with a tape recorder. 25 New Yorkers. Now, it was no fair asking tourists,
right,
foreigners,
right,
you know, people who don't speak the language,
right,
just had to be New Yorkers.
Right.
We'll ask 25 of them, and we'll see how many of them are aware of the show.
Very good.
This is a way of doing our own instant ratings poll to find out how we're doing in New York. Here we go.
Hi, one quick question, sir. Can you tell me, who are Don and Mike?
Some radio guys. That's all I am. Right? Some radio guys.
You know anything about them?
That counts as a yes.
Yeah.
It's not that Emus guy, right? No. Not Don Emus and Mike something else.
Don Emus.
They are radio guys. You got that right. You ever listen?
Yeah.
On NEW?
Yeah.
You know, the more
I think you might have to move him into the other column.
You know, the more you get, the deeper you go with the questioning, the worse it looks for us.
Yeah, and I don't believe that he, I think he might have been faking it. You know, he saw you with a microphone.
I think he had it right.
Really?
Yeah, I think he did. Cool, thanks.
All right, let's listen to that.
Tape for broadcast. Can you tell me, sir, who are Don and Mike?
Can you tell you?
You have no idea?
Yeah. Well, see, but when he puts the question like that, who are Don and Mike, all we're trying to do is find out the awareness,
right,
of our show in the market.
Guy, and the guy, technically, the first guy did say radio guys, so that,
right,
why not?
And the second guy had no freaking idea.
Okay.
Would you like to hazard a guess?
No.
Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Is that a cop?
Question tape for broadcast. Ma'am, can you tell me who are Don and Mike?
Who are Don and Mike?
One of them might be my son. I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
Mom.
No.
Like the Hazard Again?
No, a singing duo.
Very good. That's right. Have you ever heard their song?
No, I don't think so.
I hope you realize that this has the potential to be incredibly embarrassing.
Yeah, so far I am very embarrassed. And technically, if you're going to really be a stickler, we're 0-3 right now.
I know. I would give us the first guy.
Yeah. Yeah, but the first guy, but it's not like a ringing endorsement.
No, but he knew who we were. He knew that we do a radio show.
Well, you know me. I'm always Mr. Glasses Half Empty.
Like Enos.
Don Enos.
This is the potential to really make us look like schmucks.
Put us in pretty bad moods.
You'll be all right.
All right.
Well, no, we'll, what the hell? Come on.
You
come on. Me. Hey, come on.
You know me.
You.
A fragile flower.
You.
But thank you for your time.
Yes.
Thank you, you old bag.
Can you tell me, sir, who are Don and Mike?
Hey. No, I don't know who he is.
Hazard a guess.
Well, he doesn't count.
Oh. Doesn't count.
He doesn't speak English. He doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
Can you tell me, sir, who are Don and Mike?
I have no idea.
Can you hazard a guess?
Probably like radio show announcers or something.
They are indeed radio show announcers.
But you can't count him, though.
No.
You can't count him because when you say hazard a guess.
All right, did you have a mic flag on?
No.
All right. So you have a category now. Rob has yes, no, and made them guess yes.
Well, and you know what? If they guess yes, there might be some sort of subconscious acknowledgement.
All right, so we have three categories. Yes, no, and Rob made them guess yes.
And
other.
And other.
Other.
Which would, no comment.
Very good.
People that we disqualify.
Listen to them on WNEW?
Never.
Will you?
No, I will.
Thank you very much. Evening, starting at 7, 102.7. Can you tell me who are Don and Mike? No idea?
No idea, sir.
Could you hazard a guess for me?
It's Don Imus, can it?
No, it's not Don Imus. But would you hazard a guess anyway?
Mike.
I'm sorry, I'm starting to get pissed off.
Settle down.
All right.
Settle down. Come on now.
Shut.
Come on, it takes guts to listen to a raw tape.
I know.
People saying they don't know who we are.
Mad.
In the nation's largest radio market.
Don't get mad.
Don't get mad.
I'm sorry.
Don't get mad.
I really don't know.
No, you really don't?
No.
Boy, thank you for your effort.
You're welcome.
Thanks, you dumb bitch.
Safe for broadcast. Ma'am, can you tell me, who are Don and Mike?
No clue.
Can you hazard a guess for me?
Well, were you standing on the corner of Dumb Bitch Lane?
Yes, I was.
Rob, okay. I thought you said this looked good for us.
We're not all the way through yet.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Remember, the last time we did this, we had 2 out of 25.
I know.
Come on, Mike.
I'm sorry.
You know what?
Starting to cry.
No.
Funny when no one's listening to this show. Come on.
All
absolutely.
You have to do is beat 8%.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
And Mike.
Yeah.
One would assume that they must be broadcasters on your station.
This is very true. You've never heard the show?
Have not.
Will you from now on?
Sure will.
That counts as Rob made them guess yes.
2.7 WNEW starting at 7 p.m.
Okay.
It will change your life.
I'm sure.
Thank you. For the better.
Yeah, I can hear our ratings going up with you out on the street.
Absolutely.
Doing the selling of the show. Jesus. You probably had a better chance getting the China people to listen to us.
Right.
Well, they all knew it.
Yeah.
For broadcast, ma'am, can you tell me who are Don and Mike?
I don't know.
Would you hazard a guess for me?
Yeah, I don't know.
She's foreign. She doesn't count.
Put her in
she
other.
Doesn't
she doesn't count.
She's foreign.
In my car?
You have to speak the language.
Maybe broadcasters? I don't know.
They may be. Do you know? Would you like to listen to their show?
Tough question,
to be honest,
maybe.
Tonight.
Tonight?
Yes. Oh, no, indeed. Thank you.
Tonight?
Answer! Tape for broadcast, sir. Can you tell me who are Don and Mike?
I have no idea.
Could you hazard a guess for me?
No hazard.
But thank you for your time.
Sure.
Right now, if you're keeping track at home, one person knew who we were.
Right.
Four did not.
Uh-huh.
Rob made three people guess yes.
Right.
And one other.
So far, we are behind from our last time.
You're ahead.
No, we are not, in my opinion.
The last time out of 25, we only had two people who knew.
You're
right.
One. So you're at 20% now.
Well, I'm saying right now, if we went to the whole 25.
Which we're going to.
Jesus.
We're going to hear all 25.
All right. I don't want to cry.
Tape for broadcast, ma'am. Can you tell me, who are Don and Mike?
Don't know.
Not even a clue.
No.
Could you hazard a guess?
That's more than one question.
Oh,
I bent the rules. I'm sorry.
See you in Toledo.
Thank you for your time.
Oh, it's easy.
But come on, at least give us this. We got the guts to get this tape and play it on the air.
We've got the guts to provide ourselves with this self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Come on.
For broadcast, sir, can you tell me, who are Don and Mike?
What'd you say?
Don and Mike, have you heard of them?
No, never heard of them.
Would you care to hazard a guess as to who they are?
Nope.
Thank you for your time. Very busy man.
Glad you amused yourself.
Tape for broadcast, sir, can you tell me, who are Don and Mike?
Who are Don and Mike? Well, Don's my client, so's Mike.
Really? You represent them in court or as a professional basis?
I have no idea who Don and Mike is.
Would you care to, would you care to have a guess?
Radio personalities, I would assume.
You are right on the nose. You know, you'll be on their show tonight.
I will. Yes. What's the, where is the, where, how do I hear it?
102.7 WNEW. Be on at 7 p.m. tonight.
I've actually listened to that before.
You listen to the Don and Mike show?
I don't know about the Don and Mike show. I've listened to 107.
102.7.
No, whatever.
Whatever.
Well, yeah. You know, it's amazing to me that we get the ratings in the cities that where we do get the ratings.
Yeah, when you think about the way people perceive radio, says, well, yeah. Well,
yeah, 107. Yeah, I listen to 107.
Yeah, 107. Right. Yeah, it's a great station. Yeah. Fantastic.
Appreciate your time. Be sure to listen tonight.
Yeah, you see Huckster, Rob.
Pay for broadcast, ma'am. Can you tell me, who are Don and Mike?
I'm not from here.
Oh, you're not from here? Where are you from?
California.
Other.
What part of California?
San Francisco.
San Francisco. We're on in Sacramento, but our station is picked up in San Francisco. Yeah.
Let her go, Rob.
I think it's 11:40 a.m.
Let her go away.
Do you know who Don and Mike are?
Send her away.
No, I don't.
So I tell they are disc jockeys, I believe.
Don't humiliate us with out-of-towners who don't know who
we
are.
Yeah, my God, Rob, you're sitting there like you're from San Francisco.
Well, let me tell you where they are. They're about 190 million miles away.
Jesus Christ.
Tipped my hand. But when you get back home, make sure you put on 11:40 a.m. and check out the Don and Mike show.
Excruciatingly painful.
They were originating from the 10th floor of that very building.
Oh, my God, shut up.
Exciting. It's New York radio. It's dynamite and electric. And we thank you for your time.
God damn. I'm not mad at the people. I'm mad at Rob.
I'm ready to smack Rob right now.
Me too.
I know.
Either trying to lead them to guess who we are.
See that building right up there? Come let him go! Tape for broadcast. Can you tell me, who are Don and Mike?
Don and Mike?
Yes.
Have no idea.
Would you hazard a guess for me?
Can you stop the tape for just a second, please?
Yeah.
Is there one person on this entire interview that knows who we are?
He's nodding his head.
I had to know. It was becoming too painful.
Is the one person the guy we've already heard?
No, okay, all right. He's teasing us.
I guess somebody in the broadcasting industry, since you're asking me.
You're getting warmer. Do you want to get more specific?
Music people?
Ooh, I'm sorry, 20 down. Talk show is right. And here's the best thing, you're going to be on their show tonight.
Oh, am I really?
Yes, we're taking a survey. We're on WNEW, and the show starts at 7. Can we count on you to listen?
7 o'clock.
This is pathetic.
Yes.
Count on it.
By 7.
Good. Well, we're on until 11:30 or so. So
this
check
is pathetic.
It out.
Pathetic. What do you say, fans?
102.7.
102.7. 7
pathetic.
PM. Don and
Mike.
Don and Mike.
Mike.
You have a message from
my name, moron.
Rob.
Rob. Hi, Rob.
Rob. She has trouble
What's your
with
name?
First names.
My name is Adrina.
Do you have a
and then she gives
a reading for Don and Mike?
She gives us a name that sounds like a
Hi,
body
Don
part.
Don and Mike.
Would you welcome him to New York?
Welcome to New York.
We've been here a year.
You enjoy it like I do.
Please.
We do. Thank you for your time.
Die.
I can't feel my leg. I have a blocked adrena.
Okay. As it stands now.
What's the score?
Let me see now. Our sample was 25.
Right.
So far we've heard from 5, 10, 11, 12, 13. So technically we're halfway through our survey.
We're
right
halfway
now.
There, and we don't really have. And I mean, I'm looking at this survey in a very. Since we're being realistic here, we have to be realistic because it'll look better for us down the road. Mm-hmm. We technically have no one who really has been a listener.
One guy.
That he wasn't a listener.
Iffy. But the question is, who are Don and Mike?
That's true.
And he did say they're radio guys.
Right away.
He knew it.
Okay.
So give one guy.
Fine.
Don't wink at me.
Fine.
Don't look at me in that tone of voice. One yes.
Sure.
Seven no's.
Right.
And 5 people who Rob strong-armed into guessing that we were on the radio.
Strong-armed nobody.
Very good.
Please, you say, would you like to hazard a guess while you're holding a tape recorder and after you the first thing you say is, this is taped for broadcast.
Who are Don and Mike?
Who are they? Who are Don and Mike?
Circus clowns.
All right, more of the humiliation that is our lives right after this.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
What you
set up there?
Uh-huh. I just want you to be happy, Mary.
But I'd be happiest with you.
What about Brett Favre?
What did I tell you the first time we met? I'm a Niners fan.
Working directly under Melvin and Sumner, Don and Mike.
And gladly.
Absolutely.
Gladly, only the piss buckets.
Sure. You don't mind being the piss boys.
Wipers. Let's get back to the survey.
Oh, yes, let's do.
The survey says we're halfway through 25 random people on the streets of New York today.
All right.
To find out who is listening to the show.
And I get the impression we're at the turning point now.
Well, I don't want to build your hopes up.
Right. Don't worry. That can't happen.
Let's play the feud.
Let's play the feud.
All right, here we go. Back to Rob.
I'm Gene Woods.
Uncensored. On the street.
Tell me, who are Don and Mike?
Who are Don and Mike? I don't know, man.
Can you hazard a guess for me?
Thank you. Another no.
Maybe radio personalities?
Maybe. Do you think that is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Okay, you're right. They're on WNEW. Oh,
okay.
You gonna listen tonight?
Yeah.
You'll be on. What's your name?
Liar.
Gary. Gary, do you have a message for Don and Mike?
Liar.
Gary.
Oh, and I just say, you know, just keep doing the good work.
Yeah. You're a big fan, aren't you?
Yeah.
Keep doing the good work. Then why aren't you listening?
Yeah. We're doing the good work. Sounds like he's got a pretty good grasp of the English language.
Yeah, so, yeah. Thank you, Gary.
Gary.
Tape for broadcast, sir. Can you tell me who are Don and Mike?
No idea.
Can you hazard a guess for me?
No, not really.
No, you don't even care to hazard a guess?
No. Please.
Do you have a message for Don and Mike?
No.
Well, they send their best to you.
No, we don't. I'm going to take a crap on that guy's grave when he dies.
Please. Yes, it's getting more bitter.
Fine. Thank you.
Fine. Thank you. Fine. And then a thank you.
You know, I was telling Mike to lighten up about 10 minutes ago.
I know. Yeah.
But frankly,
it adds up, doesn't it?
So we've had like 15 no's in a row.
My pot of water boiled just a little quicker this time.
World's oldest citizen.
Oh, that was your comment.
Looks like he missed shaving his one spot on his face for like 3 weeks. He had like a third of a mustache. Tape for broadcast, sir. Can you tell me who are Don and Mike?
Don and Mike?
Yes.
I know they're on a radio show, right? Is that the WNEW?
Yeah.
Hey.
You ever listen?
Hey.
Right. Yeah, they're on after 7, right?
Right.
Yeah. The big news, you'll be on tonight.
All right. Go, Don.
Listen.
All right. A&O is on vacation. You better pick it up over there for them. Okay?
Thank you, sir.
Have a good day.
You too.
All right, so that's one.
Yes.
So one guy who actually listened and knew what time we were on. Here we go.
Tape for broadcast, sir. Can you tell me who are Don and Mike?
Who are Don and Mike?
Please. Yes.
Don and Mike.
Oh, yeah, no foreigners.
Well, I know this couple, Don and Mike. Is that what you're asking me?
You mean like, are they a gay couple?
Don?
No,
he's not a foreigner. That is a thick New York accent.
Not a foreigner?
No, he's New York.
That is as New York as it gets.
How about this?
Uh-oh.
This is as New York as it gets.
Foreign is what that is.
Here we go. That's other.
Happy filet mignon.
Wow. How about
naturally.
Naturally.
Oh, wow. Broccoli.
Oh,
bad.
Yeah, that's
bad. Oh, no.
Naturally.
Oh, goddamn. I just added bad for it.
Oh, no.
www.egars.com.
Do we have any spray over here?
Nope.
Too late.
I'm sorry. It hasn't got.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Buzz, do you have some spray with you?
I might, yeah.
I'm gagging on my own.
Buzz actually brought air freshener?
Naturally.
Oh, good.
Naturally.
Oh, it's not that bad.
No, not
that bad.
Not at all.
Okay, back to the thing.
Oh, Don. No, this is Don, D-O-N.
Don and Mike. I don't know about them. What about them?
Would you like to hazard a guess as to who they are?
Don and Mike, why not? Tell me.
No, you tell me. It's no good if I tell you.
Why not? You're the one that's asking me.
Yeah, I know. Okay, here's the deal. They're a radio team.
They're a radio what?
Put this guy down as a no.
Cast together.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Send him up.
How you doing, Don and Mike? My name is Marlo from Astoria, Queens.
Hold on. Buzz just brought out his spray.
Oh, thank you, Buzz. It was just really
is starting to get into my clothes.
Why are you carrying such a giant can of air freshener?
Hey, Bugs, you can never like have that enough. Powder. I like that powder fresh.
Powder fresh.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
Naturally.
Naturally.
It smells like an old lady.
Nice to hear from you,
Ali.
Yeah.
And look forward to hearing you more often. Even though I don't know you guys.
You're on 102.7 WNEW.
It smells like whore in here now.
Now, I need more, Buzz. Don't pack it away yet. Throw it over here.
What do you mean?
Sorry.
Good throw, Buzz. Buzz, you threw like a girl.
Well, I'm trying to juggle stuff.
Oh, you broke it.
There you go.
Why do you need more?
Because
it smells like whore in here.
No, it smells like old lady. Old lady covering ass smell.
You like that?
Old whore. That sounds like you could actually name an air freshener.
What is the name brand on that? Is it Glade?
Yes.
No, old whore would you...
Smell the smell of the Wild West and have a, when you walk through the door, when you spray out a can of delicious old whore.
Old whore would be bourbon.
Yeah.
Old whore bourbon.
Old whore.
All right, here we go.
Oh, thanks for telling me then.
And you'll be on tonight slightly after 7.
Really?
All right, go
check
away.
It out?
Yeah.
Definitely. Check it out.
Go
thank
away.
You. Is it Marlo?
Marlo Capello from Astoria, Queens, New York.
You Irish?
Right. No, I'm Ecuadorian and half Italian.
Wow, what a mix. All right, well, thank you for your time.
Great.
The station again?
WNEW, 102.7.
Right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marlo. 7 o'clock.
Thank you very much.
Christ. Thank you, Marlo.
Christ.
Christ.
Tape for broadcast, sir. Can you tell me, who are Don and Mike?
I have no idea. Mm-hmm.
Can you hazard a guess for me?
No.
Thank you for your creativity.
It's going well.
It's going very well.
We'll dance on your grave.
Tape for broadcast, ma'am. Can you tell me who are Don and Mike?
Don and Mike? I have no idea.
Can you hazard a guess for me?
Are they some kind of radio personality?
Some kind. They're the best kind of radio personality.
You know, again, I've got to say, that doesn't count. You've got to put that under the, you twisted their arm.
Yes.
Since, like, strictly public radio, I'm really lame.
Oh, F that's you. Not lame. Well, yes, it is, really. You should really check out the Don and Mike show tonight because you'll be on it.
Where are they on the Don?
102.7, WNEW.
WNEW. You know,
hold it. Hold. WNEW, and I'm not just saying us, but this radio station is one of the legendary radio stations in the United States.
But it sucks.
Jesus.
It sucks.
You know, this is radio.
KABC is one of the legendary radio stations in America out in Los Angeles, and they suck.
Right?
It's all cyclical, isn't it?
Yes.
Cyclical.
I'm going to spray a little more old whore.
Ah,
there you go.
What happened? They're all talk now.
Exactly. Isn't that great?
No, that's not great. They were the only good radio station in New York City.
We're still the only good radio station in New York City.
Music.
But I tell you what, buy a CD player and then listen to WNEW.
It just keeps getting better.
We'll be on tonight slightly after 7.
Okay.
Thank you.
She'll be there.
Tape for broadcast, sir. Can you tell me who are Don and Mike?
Don and Mike are the guys from Washington, D.C.
Are you from New York or are you from D.C.?
I'm from New York. I know. They come on after Opie and Anthony.
Exactly. That's the answer we're looking for. You going to listen tonight?
I listen to him whenever I can, whenever I'm in my car. I used to love him when I was living down in D.C. when I went to college.
Okay, did you go to college?
Okay. Actually, right out in Virginia, Roanoke College.
Very good. Well, wait, why are you asking him this stuff? We don't give a crap about this guy's life.
Pleasant.
Oh, don't be pleasant, Bob. Like, just get the answers.
He was very pretty.
Just get the
answers. Appreciate you listening. We appreciate your time.
No problem.
All right, so if you're counting now, that's 3 yes, 10 no, 7
four.
Twisted their arms, 2 other.
Right.
All right, so we're getting near the end of the survey.
Tape for broadcast, sir. Can you tell me, who are Don and Mike?
Don and Mike? I don't know.
Can you hazard a guess for me? You may get it right.
I don't know.
Did you go for the people with the big foreheads around
talk shows hosts or something?
Talk is that your final answer?
Talk shows host?
Exactly right. Do you ever listen on WNEW?
FM?
Dan!
WFAN?
No, WNEW.
Goddamn.
Nah.
No.
Do you have a message for Don and Mike?
Nah. Make sure we have another World Series.
You know, you should listen tonight because you're going to be on the show.
What time?
We're going to call you a dumbass.
Well, after 7.
Okay.
What's your name?
Come on down. I'll beat your head with a World Series baseball bat.
Nah.
Thank you, Kareem. Have a good day.
All right.
Nah.
Tape for broadcast, ma'am. Can you tell me who are Don and Mike?
Don and Mike? I don't know.
Can you hazard a guess for me?
I hate to hazard a guess.
Personalities?
Very good, but do you know for what station?
No idea.
No idea.
So you've never listened?
No.
You should listen tonight. Listen to that. You know what that is? That's the sound of the city.
Okay.
They're going to be on tonight. You're going to be on tonight on 1027 WNEW.
Listen tonight. It's free tampon night.
Okay.
Will you listen?
Sure. 10.
Rob, how many more chances do we have?
From now on, when someone asks you who's Don and Mike, what?
Add them up. How many more we got?
You have three more valid chances. Probably more people than that. We can extend it.
Okay. All right. Three more valid chances.
Radio personalities on 102.7.
See, we trained another one. Thank you for your time.
She was just repeating what I
said. Oh,
sorry.
She's got Mike's hopes up there for a minute. All right. This is three more to go. This will be the third to the end right here.
Tape for broadcast. Can you tell me who are Don and Mike?
I have no idea.
Can you hazard a guess for me?
I'd be willing to bet that they're radio DJs. That's what I'd be willing to.
As opposed to club DJs?
Right.
Right. They are radio DJs. Do you know where they broadcast?
Absolutely not.
Would you like to know?
Sure, why not?
Look, you're pining for the answer. It's 102.7 WNEW.
Please. Well, there you go.
And you'll probably listen tonight.
I feel like a whore and you're my pimp out there.
I don't know how I feel. I'm filled with emotion right now.
Absolutely will.
You'll be on tonight slightly after 7.
All right, I'll be listening.
No,
we
you
appreciate
won't.
It. Thank you, sir.
See ya. Have a nice weekend.
Tape for broadcast. Can you tell me who are Don and Mike?
I have no idea.
Can you hazard a guess?
They're DJs.
Exactly. Are they your favorite DJ?
I never heard of them.
You're going to be on their show tonight at a little after 7.
What channel?
102.7. What
channel?
WNEW.
All right.
All right. Okay.
A new fan. We've trained another one.
Yeah, right.
Tape for broadcast. Can you tell me, sir, who are Don and Mike?
No idea.
Can you hazard a guess?
Nope.
Thank you for your time.
There you go. Those are the official results of the poll.
Yeah, but you should go on because there's one more that's good.
But how many more bad ones do I have to sit through to get to the good one?
I don't remember. I don't know. All right.
There he goes. The busy New Yorker. It's taped for broadcast, and the question goes like this. Can you tell me who are Don and Mike?
Don and Mike, I have no idea.
Can you hazard a guess?
No, I have no idea.
Am I going to make some money out of this?
Yeah, I don't know that you'll make any money, but you'll be taped for broadcast. And the question goes like this. Can you tell me, who are Don and Mike?
Who are Don and Mike? Don and Mike. Right. I don't know. Who's Don and Mike?
You don't know.
Exactly.
Nah.
Can you hazard a guess?
Don and Mike. Don. Are they the Osmond brothers or something?
Yeah. Exactly right, sir.
Wow, what did I win?
You haven't won anything, but Don.
Now you got to make a separate category for Osmonds.
Okay,
right.
Sorry.
Separate category if someone's thinking for the Osmond brothers.
Don and Mike Osmond.
Mike, Donnie, Merrill, and Jay, all thank you.
All right, thank you.
And remember, when they sing it, Mike always sings Down by the Lazy River.
Okay, then, I got that.
Thank you. Excuse me, sir. Can I ask you a question, tape for broadcast?
No.
No, I must.
All right, go ahead.
Answer me this question.
Yes.
Who are Don and Mike? You can't say that on the radio, Mr.
Excuse me, you have to delete that out. I hope he hit the dumb button.
Oh, boy.
Rob interviewed Mike on the street and said, who are Don and Mike? And Mike said, I have no effing idea.
Mike swore. Oh, dear. That's horrible language.
I'm going to end the experiment right there.
That's a good idea.
So yeah, because I'm on a little longer, and there were a couple more F-words.
Yeah, there were.
According to Rob's percentages that he's working out right now, all right, here's where we stand.
You know, that's definitely better.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Out of 25 people, 12%.
That's up from 8%.
12%. New of the show.
Well, see, I will actually have to beg a recount based on the very first guy that said he listened. He was disingenuous.
44% have no idea. 44% guessed that we were disc jockeys.
Right.
And 4%.
Well, the verdict is in.
And
we are effing invisible in this city.
4% was other.
Mm-hmm.
And less than 1% was guys who thought we were the Osmond brothers.
That's right.
So that's the latest status of our rise to the top in New York radio.
Well, I think it's time to, glue Jeremy to a billboard, you know, and spray paint our names on his little dove-like chest.
Well, if it means anything, we're kicking ass in Burlington, Vermont.
Yeah, baby.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Christ.
That's funny.
New York City.
I love that. that. I love that. Oh, man.
There you go.
I would like to kill those people. I really would. When we come back, oh, a Friday favorite right after this.
Yay.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
There's no way, no way that you could come from my loins. As soon as I get home, the first thing I'm going to do is punch your mama in the mouth.
That's right. The Don and Mike Show.
Dude's trying to talk like Mr. 40, right?
He's trying.
All right. He's making a valiant effort.
Right. Okay, we're making a valiant effort to make sure that everybody can get their planes and their trains to get out of here tonight. So let's go right to a Friday favorite. I don't want to bum everybody out, but today's guest is not a humorous guest.
No.
Oh. We have a serious guest for the first time ever on Low Budget Jeopardy. Right. As you know, the Masters Tournament is this weekend in Augusta. I want you to now please welcome assistant greenskeeper at Augusta National, Carl Spackler. Carl Spackler.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Carl.
It's good to see you.
It's good to see you.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Really excited, you know, flew up here to New York. Really have a good time on the Don and Mike Show. Came to see my father in New York City, Pete Johnson. So they come back and, you know, they just hang around a while. Because, you know, a varmint. It's a strange thing. Good to see you, Don.
Good to see you.
How's everybody doing? Hi, Rob.
Hi, Carl.
How are you? Siri.
How coked up was Rodney when they were making Caddyshack?
He's pretty wasted. You know, hey, let me tell you something. I'll tell you this story. Everybody's pretty much, you know, everybody's pretty much out of their mind during the filming of Caddyshack. It's like the most narcotics on the set of any. We fried ourselves. And in fact, there was pretty much more narcotics on the set of Caddyshack than any film ever made in the history of film.
Were you high when you were doing your scene?
I was only high during one scene. It was the scene where I'm hitting the flowers. You know? Yeah, you know, can I do that one for you?
Cinderella boy?
I carry around the script with me right here. Yes, sir.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, here we go. All right, ready? We're going to take you back to Caddyshack right now. Okay, what an incredible Cinderella story. This unknown comes out of nowhere to lead the pack at Augusta. He's in the final hole. He's about 455 yards away. He's going to hit about a 2-iron, I think. Oh, he got out of that one. He got out of that one. The crowd is standing at his feet here, the normally reserved against the crowd, going wild for this young Cinderella. He's come out of nowhere. He's got about 350 yards left. He's gonna hit about a 5-iron, don't you think? He's got a beautiful backswing. Oh, he got all of that one. He's got to be pleased. He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd's just on his feet here. Cinderella boy, tears in his eyes, I guess, as he lines up his last shot. He's got about 195 yards left. He's got about he looks like about an 8-iron. And his crowd has gone deathly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, former greenskeeper, now about to become the Masters champion. It looks like it's in the hole! There you go. Thank you very much. Yes, sir.
Very nicely done.
That's the whole reason I wanted to do that. There you go. How you doing? Oh, we're going to...
Hey, you're wearing green.
Yeah. Hey, you're wearing green so you can hide, Mrs. Craig. I see you. Yes, sir. A lot of people thought I was masturbating, but I wasn't. You know, I was actually just using my ball washer. Yeah. You know, it's great to be here. You know, really, I think your show. I listened to your show down there. You were on in Augusta for a while, you know?
Oh, yeah, for about a week.
About a week, and I dug it. I stayed up. I stayed up all the time and listened. At night at WNEW when I'm here visiting my father, Pete Johnson.
Is your father proud of you?
He's very proud. You know, Dad's an engineer. You're a radio engineer. 62 years on the job, busting his butt, working hard, taking coffee breaks. All these other engineering guys. He's a good engineer. It's good. You know, it's really good. I tell you, I got a line on being head greenskeeper at Augusta though.
You do?
Yeah, I'm working on it. I got about a 6-year plan. It's hopefully going to work out. It's going to pan out for me right there. We don't have a gopher problem. None of those varmints at Augusta. I don't mind telling you that. You know, I know all the all the jocks that work for the other big golfers here. You know, you're all the big guys. They know Carl Spackler. They know the assistant greenskeeper. They know they want to roll those putts early in the morning. They need somebody to mow that grass. They call me Spackler. They get Spackler down here. You know, all the good ones. You know, the VJ Sings and all the Tigers and all the good guys. Even the old fellas, they like me. You know, Gabe Brewer. He's a big fan of that.
Gabe Brewer.
Yeah.
Was he a fag?
No fag at all. Just got a gay name, Gabe Brewer. Just get Spackler down there. Yes, sir. Frank Licklider. All the guys.
That's the guy from our Chinatown.
Yes,
right.
Frank Licklider, heck of a guy. Good guy, Davis Love, absolutely. Craig Stoddard and I, we've done a couple of, buffet lunches together. You know, we went to the Great American Cafe.
You know, something in Caddyshack that bothers me.
Sure, fire away. I'm here to answer all your questions. Yes, sir.
Why was
Saracen's dead? Did I mention that to you?
What?
He's dead, you know. We'll be teeing off in that ceremonial first ball this year. He's hitting those ceremonial first balls in the sky. So, he's chasing varmints. He's chasing varmints up in the sky.
Okay, my question's about the varmint.
Sure, the varmint.
How come the gopher
sure
was so freaking phony looking?
Well, let me tell you something. We got a lot of problems with that. You know, a lot of people walk up to me and they say, Carl Spackler.
Carl.
Assistant greenskeeper at Bushwood, formerly Bushwood, now Augusta National. Cinderella story with greenskeepers. He said, Carl, why did the gopher look so phony and why did he use Flipper's voice? Why did he use Flipper's voice to make the sounds of the gopher?
And that's right. The gopher had that.
Yeah. Okay. So what I do here, I give him a tidy little F.U. and I walk on my way. Can't answer those questions. I think it's a dumb idea. You know, the gopher sounded like Flipper and there's nothing we could do about it. You know, we're all wasted, though. Everybody's doing narcotics. tough to do those sound effects edits, when you're doing narcotics. They said, find something. We're all wasted, Half the guys were just like turning upside down on blow, and they said, go get Flipper's voice out of the sound effects library. And I said, it doesn't matter to me. Just give me a dirty T-shirt and a Vietnam hat, and let me walk all over there,
How come Bill Murray's not funny anymore?
I don't know, you ever look at the pay of Pepper Beach AT&T? He wore that goofy little hat with a golf ball on it, Did he like the, AstroTurf Tam O'Shanter that he was wearing there?
I meant like in his movies, though.
Oh, his movies suck. Yes, sir. Yeah. We can't do anything like that anymore. Ever since Scrooge, it's been a one-way ticket right down the
Hold up. You did have, and listen, you are Bill Murray.
Let me tell you something.
You did have What About Bob.
But What About Bob's funny movie. But, my problem with Scrooge, casting Bobcat Goldthwait, I think that really was what it really, made it go down the crapper right there. We didn't have a chance. We really didn't have a chance.
Was Lacey Underwall's on Ecstasy?
Lacey Underwall's on just about everything. If you wanted to score some X, you get Lacey Underwall to come there. And, what she'd say is, be like that guy in The Sopranos. Give me $50 and a BJ later.
Right.
That's what we do on Caddyshack. But the biggest blowhard, I got to say something. The biggest blowhard, seriously, was Rodney. Rodney was just, we called him the Hoover vacuum cleaner because I'll tell you right now, he'd go down to breakfast every morning and he'd dump out the salt out of the salt shaker and put that up his nose, too. It was pretty amazing. Take a look at Caddyshack. I urge each one of your listeners to take a look at Caddyshack and watch Rodney. He's bouncing around the whole time. It's constant nervous energy. Honestly, he looks like one of those little dogs you get in the back of the car going down a bumpy road. Rodney's moving around so much. We really had to. He stayed up. He stayed up 3 weeks of shooting. He was up the whole time. Not 1 minute of sleep. Not a single minute of sleep,
Tell me about your relationship with Judge Smales.
Judge Smales, great guy. Super guy, good guy, Judge Smales. We got done shooting and I said, hey, Judge, how about a little something, for the effort. Because I thought he was going to stiff me. And then he says, you born out, you welcome at Bushwood. I said, I work here, Judge. Lighten up a little bit, okay? But it was nice working with my brother, Brian Doyle. I'll tell you right now, the Caddy Master.
He's a loser.
He's so fat now. Have you seen him recently? He got really big and fat. You might have seen him in Wayne's World. He did a nice little job as the Noah's Arcade owner in Wayne's World.
Hey, here's a voice for your past.
Okay. Sit down, Danny.
Oh, yes, sit down, Danny. Danny Noonan. Danny. Hell of a boy.
Sit down, Danny.
No film career, but a hell of a boy, Danny Noonan. Kind of went invisible after that, but we're having a good time. So you want me to jock for you the next time you go out there, like the Reverend, with the lightning coming down? I'll do that. It's raining out right now. We can probably get another nine in if we decide.
Now, I don't like golf. Mike likes golf.
Oh, Mike's a big golfer.
Mike loves golf.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wouldn't jog for him, though. I heard he's got a bit of a temper on the golf course.
Oh, not really?
Yeah, yeah, a bit of a club thrower. Don't like that, you know. No, don't want to catch any liquid steel coming through my neck. Don't want to sever jugular vein and go around, you know.
The Mike I know is a fragile flower.
You know what? I heard something about Mike, though.
What?
He had a whale of a good time in New York City last night.
Yeah. I heard he had a real good time.
He certainly did. Cinderella story, drinking Irish whiskey.
I heard he was playing the bongos at a, a nightclub last night.
Well, that would be Seppi's. Yes, sir. Yeah, Seppi's restaurant here in a beautiful Midtown Manhattan, you know, playing the bongos, you know, Cinderella boy. Doing his little thing, you know, hitting flowers. Took his golf club and he was hitting the tops off of flowers. Yes, sir. He had a good time.
You know, you should do sometimes. You should do yourself a favor.
What's that?
Sometimes you should caddy for the Golden Boy. That's what we call Mike, the Golden Boy.
I got a theory about caddying. A jock and looping, you know.
Yeah.
Doing a loop, you know, doing a loop thing. I'll tell you right now, we don't like hot ass. Not a chance. You know, those temper tantrum guys, you know, Tiger's a club thrower. He gets real angry once in a while. I don't want to have any piece of it. I said to Fluff his loop, you know. Fluff left because he couldn't stand Tiger's temper. You know, they said that Tiger fired Fluff. No, Tiger didn't fire Fluff. Fluff didn't like the anger. You know, he didn't like the anger.
Fluff was the fat guy who was Tiger with caddy.
Hell of a jock. Super jock. Good guy. Real good looper. Real looper. And, you know, we both caddy. You know, when I was there with the Lama, you know, Dalai Lama, years ago, you know, Fluff was there too. I didn't mention that in the movie, but Fluff was right next to me with the Lama. We both got total consciousness. That's what we got when he was on. So on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So, you know, I got that going for me. Which is nice.
Which is nice.
I love being a Cinderella boy. I really do. How you doing, Buzz?
Good.
You're a good guy. Naturally. All right. Fantastic. But I'll tell you right now, not a chance I'll be looping for that American. No. No, don't like the hotheads. No, I like the easy, the easy going kind of guy. You know, I just caddy for our old Buzz over here, you know.
A miniature golf.
Yeah. I was saying to Buzz right before the show. I took him aside. I said, hey, Buzz, here's your news guy down on my show. You got any weed?
Naturally.
He did indeed. But we're having a good time. I understand you guys. I understand you went to the Palm.
Oh, last night, yes, we went to the Palm restaurant here.
Nice beef. You get some nice beef there. Attaboy.
Yeah, we had a great dinner.
Good boy. Anyway, where's Charlie? There's Charlie Royal over
there. There you go. There's your intellectual equal over there.
No, he cracks me up. You know, always there's a kind word, a kind gesture, a little obscene, little middle finger. You know, he loves me, though, really, deep down inside. He does.
Have you seen the new one he does where he pretends like he's fishing?
Yeah.
And he goes like this. He goes.
Oh, he reels it up.
He goes.
Hey, I was wondering if I could interest either one of you in about 3 or 4 pounds of plastic explosives that I got.
No.
Left over when I made those little squirrels.
No.
Hello, Mr. Squirrel. Hello. And then I put them in the hole. And,
yeah.
You know, I blew the hole. I blew the S out of that golf course at the end of the movie. They didn't ever recover from that. You know, they never reopened. Bushwood never reopened. There isn't a chance of that. I just take the, you know, what you have to do is you mold the plastic explosives in the shape of little squirrels.
You know what your smartest move was?
What is that?
You didn't get involved in Caddyshack, too.
No, that's a piece of crap.
Jackie Mason. You see that with Dan Aykroyd, where he gets some kind of a dart stuck in his ass?
Yeah, it says to suck the poison out.
Yeah.
We wouldn't allow Dan to be in that movie, in the original Caddyshack. There was just the cool cast members. Then Chevy got uncool as time went on. You're a funny guy in Caddyshack. You don't want to talk about not funny anymore.
Yeah.
Not a funny guy. Then he had the TV talk show, went down to crap. Well, I don't make funny movies anymore. It's pretty safe to say anyone from the cast of Saturday Night Live pre-1985, not really happening anymore. Out of that Tim Meadows, I'll tell you, ladies' man.
Ladies' man.
That's a seriously funny bit. That's a good routine. Yeah. I'm a mad TV guy myself, though, to be perfectly honest with you. That's what I like to watch. And I like to look at an old classic television, you know. I like to look at some of the old Chaplin films. You know, I like that. That's what I really dig. It gives me a good feeling of peace and harmony to look at the old movies.
What about Groundhog Day?
Groundhog Day. Oh, that's a good movie. Yeah.
Phil Connor.
And I like the movie. I'm a movie. You might not know this, Dom, but I'm a bit of a movie trivia buff.
Are you really?
I'd probably be answering any trivia questions you have about any film whatsoever if you gave that to me.
Really? Who won the Academy Award for Best Picture in
1980? Let's see here. Okay, going back a ways, 1980. Go decade. Yes, sir. Barbarians of the Gate. Here we go. Okay. I'm going to shoot for... We're going to go with Breaking Away.
I don't
don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know.
Okay, shoot, another one. Fire another one at me. Here we go.
Who won the Oscar this year?
This year's Oscar for Best Picture?
Yeah.
Best Picture goes to a little independent film, The Horse Whisperer.
That's right.
Gladiator.
Gladiator. Yeah, sure it was. I knew that. Yeah, I think you're faking me. You don't know for sure, do you?
And you know what? That would make a great porno movie.
What's that?
Glad He Ate Her.
Glad He Ate Her? Oh, I like the porno.
Cool.
I like Andrew Blake. You like Andrew Blake?
Well, talk to your friend Buzz.
Very good.
You got any weed?
No.
Okay.
Who wrote Citizen Kane?
Citizen Kane, nice little movie, written by John Peters. Hell of a director. Right before he married Barbara Streisand. I like Barbara Streisand.
Who made the movie Hairspray?
Hairspray, a little ditty, written by the classic cinema guy, John Ford.
John Ford.
Or maybe John Wayne.
John Wayne.
Yeah, it might have been. I'm a little screwed up. You got to bear with me here, you know. Been a long time. My six-year plan kind of stretched into 20. But I'm down at Augusta looking forward for all the players to come on down there. There was a guy I saw on home number, right at Amen Corner. Have vomited into the azaleas.
Yeah.
He introduced himself as a Rudy Marsky.
Oh, yeah.
Puke and projectile vomiting, right? I said, sir, I got to be honest with you. Would you do that over in the pine trees, please? Don't be puking into the azaleas.
What did his fingers smell like?
They smelled like vomit. His whole body smelled like vomit. It was very, very disturbing. I don't mind telling you.
This is asking my wife the whore, isn't it?
How's your wife the whore? Smell my fingers. Yes, sirree. He's a good guy, though. You're all good guys in your broadcasting business. I'll tell you right now, you guys can come down as my guest anytime you want to pay your food, your room, come.
Oh, okay.
No
Carl,
problem at all. Yes.
We're going to take the first two calls right now to play Low Budget Jeopardy.
Okay, they informed me what my responsibility to be here, but I got to tell you there's a little slight problem that I'll be, I'll lose track of the numbers. You won't come down too hard on me if that happens, really.
No, you'll be no different than Mike when Mike does this.
You won't have that Scottish greenskeeper coming yell at me, will you?
No, I won't.
He's a pain in the ass. 877-365-3636.
How many we need today? Two?
Yeah,
two players.
Gunga Lunga.
Gunga.
Gunga Gadunga.
Call right now.
Gunga Gadunga. Yeah, that's it.
We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Well, I have a microphone, and you don't.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
Come lick their stingies. Don and Mike.
With me.
Yeah, come on, please. Yes.
Lick our thingies.
Lick our thingies.
You lick our thingies, we lick your pussies.
Yeah, fuzzies. You mean the other word, though.
Yeah, you can't say the other word.
Dirty boy.
That's right.
Dirty boy, yeah. You're not a radio saying dirty words.
Well, listen, Cinderella boy, you ready to play the game?
Yeah, just going over a little formula of mine that I'm working on with Buzz Burbank. It's a Carl Spackler hybrid. A combination of, Kentucky bluegrass and Northern California sensimilla. Yeah.
What?
Northern California sensimilla. Nice little grass.
Oh, we're gonna
Jesus Christ, of all the people not to get that joke. Okay, thank you very much.
Hey, excuse me for being out of the light.
Thank you very much. Just going back to the 80s. Jesus Christ.
Here we go with low budget Jeopardy. Carl.
Hi there.
Still the assistant greenskeeper.
Augusta.
At Augusta.
Yes.
Who do we have here?
This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Let's welcome our two contestants as they roll into the studio. Here we go. The first guy's a Sacramento dude. He's a little graphic designer, doing his thing. Patrick Ramos.
Hello, Patrick.
Hi, Don. Or LQ.
Yeah, hi. Say hi to Carl, please.
Hi, Carl.
Well, how are you there, Patrick?
Fine. How are you, Carl?
And another California boy, Modesto way. Let's say hi to a salesman. His name is Tim Beatty.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, LQ. Carl.
Hello there. Now I'm in the studio's host, Low Budget Jeopardy. He's a Cinderella boy. And remember, he's not the golden boy. He's the Cinderella boy. Let's welcome Alex Trebek-Geronimo. Don't screw with him,
LQ,
please.
Right. Thank you. Hi, Carl. Listen, hello, Patrick. Hello, Tim.
Hi, LQ.
Hello.
Gunga.
Don't forget to answer the form of a question. I live with my mom wearing a clip-on tie. Suit by Mr. Guy. Call me Alex Ellis for playing the game. That was LQ or Quizmaster. And always call him...
Carl Spack.
Spackler.
Carl Spackler.
Hey, let's try to treat everybody with respect around here, okay?
Here are your categories. They are. Oh, you like this one?
Oh, good.
The Masters.
Oh, the Masters. Yeah, got a beauty there, working hard, overtime.
Name that Major League Baseball stadium.
Oh, be a BS sport, not like golf, yes, sir.
Oscar winners.
Oh, the movies. We proved our area of expertise on that, you know, yeah.
Isn't it true that the, someone was just telling me today that the director of Caddyshack committed suicide right after the movie came out.
Well, he was one of the producers. He just threw himself off a cliff.
A producer, right.
And in Hawaii, fell to his death, could have been an accident, could have been suicide. Undetermined causes, a terrible tragedy, terrible shame, Cinderella boy.
I don't think you'd call a guy who fell to his death a Cinderella boy.
See him fly? Cinderella fly in a movie?
I guess so.
I never saw that movie. Did she fly? Don't all those characters fly?
No,
wait. She loves America.
Cinderella didn't have wings.
No, that's right. No, Cinderella was the one with the mean stepsisters.
Yeah,
right.
Pumpkin College.
Who's the one who had the house fall on her? What's that?
Wizard of Oz.
That's all one big psychedelic blur to me. And a speckler brain, you know, trying to get by, doing my thing, you know.
Your third category was Oscar winners. Your fourth category is new on home video/DVD.
Oh, video. I got a Betamax. It'll knock your socks off. That'll knock your D in the dirt.
And, of course, states and capitals.
That is a Betamax. Better than VHS. A little smaller, more compact. Fit more of them in the golf cart.
Give it to you one more time. Your categories are the Masters.
Masters Golf Tournament.
Name that Major League Baseball stadium.
Major League Baseball.
Oscar winners.
Oscar winners.
New on home video. States and capitals.
States and capitals.
Tim.
Timmy.
What the hell? We'll start with you. You're both challengers. Go ahead.
Hey, good luck with you.
Let's start with the Masters. For one.
The Masters, okay.
That's an excellent choice.
He won the Masters last year.
Who is BJ Singh?
$1 for
correct.
Jimmy. Yes, BJ Singh. Not a lot of personality. Hell of a backswing, though.
Let's go with the Masters for two.
We love to do this while watching Spectrovision.
Spank it.
No, it's, you got a buzzer there, not in the form of a question. And hey, Patrick, your chance to steal.
What is masturbate?
Yeah, right. Masturbate.
I read a few handbooks on that. You get it, handbooks?
Yeah.
History. Spackler Masturbation Handbook. Why do you think they call me Spackler?
Oh,
okay.
My.
Okay, Patrick. You're in control.
Okay, Patrick's for three.
He played I Dream of Jeannie's Master.
Who is...
Sorry there, Timmy. A little chance to steal. Sorry there.
Larry Hagman.
Larry Hagman.
Yep.
Good old boy. Naked Day.
Naked Day. Silence Day.
Cowboy Hat Day.
Cowboy Hat Day.
Yeah, pretty weird duck there. Liver Day.
Yeah.
All right, Patrick, you're in control there, son.
Let's go to states and capitals.
All right, it is the capital of the great state of New York.
What is Albany?
Hey, Aubrey, $1. Rolling along, Patrick Ramos, yes, sir, Sacramento boy.
We'll go for two.
It is the capital of the great state of Ohio.
What is Columbus?
All right, it's 2 for 2 there.
$2, brain eating up here. Looking good. Looking good. Going down the fairway. Yes, sir. Getting close to that pin. Go ahead, Ramos.
States and capitals for three.
Wyoming.
What is...
Oh, what is this stumble? There's a little stumble. A little stumble, a little bump in the road. Somebody derailed the Patrick train. Tim, I think it's a chance to steal here.
What is Laramie?
Laramie. Oh, so you come out of those, what are you looking at a John Wayne movie or something?
Oh, Cheyenne.
Yeah, come on.
Cheyenne.
Okay, back on track, Patrick Ramos, rolling along.
How about...
Select again.
New on home video/DVD.
All right, here we go. Oh, you'll get this one for sure. Stars Cameron Diaz.
What is Charlie's Angels?
Right.
Yes, $1, back on track, rolling now. Answers coming frequently. Patrick, you're in control.
Hey, Carl, hold on.
Carl Spackler here.
In Caddyshack?
Yeah.
Did Danny really have sex with Lacey Underall?
Danny boned Lacey Underall, yeah. And he boned a little Irish girl, too. Remember?
Oh, the girl who worked behind the shack selling the stuff?
Yeah, I got a little inside Caddyshack tip for all you aficionados out there.
nowadays.
Sure.
You know, everybody thought Lacey Underhill, real loose morals, really dirty birdie. You know, the fact that the Irish girl, slut of the month, I did her.
Wow.
I did her. Rodney did her. Yesterday, Judge Smales even did her. Did the Irish girl. Yeah, the horny Irish girl, we call her. Where's the horny Irish girl? She'd get done busting tables and she'd pull a train. Yeah, a lot of people don't know that. A little behind the scenes knowledge for you.
You do any
interesting things. The whole Spackler family does. Carl, Sammy Spackler, Mrs. Spackler. There's never been a Mrs. Spackler. My mother like that. Max Spackler. Big Mac Daddy's back there.
Okay, hold on.
I lost my place.
Hold on. We're back to new on home video and DVD for two.
Patrick, you in control?
Yeah.
Well, your total is $6 right now. You're rolling it on, but Tim, you got a dollar. You'll be going to the sugar room with you.
All right, new on home video for two. Stars John Travolta.
Oh.
Timmy, your chance to steal. Here you go.
I do not know.
Not a chance. Right. Another goose egg up on the board for Tim.
It's called Lucky Numbers.
All right, Patrick Ramos in control. Come on now. Do it like Jackie Spackler.
Let's go for three.
Stars Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What is End of Days?
No, sorry there. A little late on the trigger. Coming up behind, coming up short. Timmy.
What is End of Days?
No, you were trying to piggyback. No,
I was.
Yeah, sorry,
the
buddy.
Sixth day.
Patrick Ramos, show him how it's done now. Pick up the reins. Pick up the thing.
Let's go Oscar winners for one.
Okay, all of these people won Oscars, or their movies won Oscars. Okay?
Bill Murray, Caddyshack. Thank the Academy. Thank the Academy for me, and thanks a lot. I'll take a set of golf clubs with my little golden statue.
Never happened.
Not a chance.
Best director. He won for best director.
What is Ridley Scott?
No, sorry. What a shame there. Tim, come on now. Mount the comeback. Here we go. Up on the pony.
Who is...
Oh, kickstand right. Beauty.
Steven Soderbergh.
Okay. Patrick, you're in control.
We'll take Oscar winners for two.
He won for Best Supporting Actor.
Who is River Phoenix?
That's an air ball. No, not even any rim on that one. Hey, Tim, give you a chance to see him.
Who is Joaquin Phoenix?
Not a chance. No, you can't.
Damn.
Copycat. No.
Benicio Del Toro.
Okay, you want to see if you can...
The dude from Traffic.
All right, just put the arrow in the bullseye, Patrick. You're in control here.
Let's go Oscar winners for three.
This movie won for best makeup.
What is Gladiator?
It bounced off his head. Tim. Tim, your chance.
What is Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon?
No, Tim. No.
It's the one movie I thought you guys had seen. How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Tim Beatty over there, Modesto, California, flailing away, just throwing up goose eggs. Okay, Patrick, you're in control.
Okay, let's go with Major League Baseball.
All right, this is the last category on the big board.
That's
why I left it for last.
All right, here we go.
Name that Major League Baseball stadium. For one, it's the home of the Atlanta Braves.
Well, I don't know.
Oh,
bag.
Come on now.
All guys, don't you agree, Carl? Guys should get the sports questions.
Yeah, the sports questions. There's no excuse. Don't make little excuses. Know what's going on. Yeah, fag.
What is Burfield?
Fag. 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 I like that. Wish we had it in Caddyshack. Maybe that's what the gopher could have said, Could have come in, I'm all right. Hey, Kenny Loggins, fag. All right, Tim, your chance to steal.
What is Turner Field?
Turner Field, yeah.
Turner Field.
There you go.
Most amazing sportsman and philanthropist guy. Ted Turner, Jane Fonda's hubby, formerly, building the stadium, Braves baseball. Yesterday, Tomahawk Shop. He's a terrific guy. All right, Timmy, you got $2 there. And is it two or one that he got there?
He got one there. Now
$1.
Two.
Total of two. Moving along the big old board. Here we go.
Baseball
Come on.
Stadiums for two.
All right. It's home of the Seattle Mariners.
What is Safeco Field?
There you go.
Beautiful little ballpark, by the sea, Safeco Field. Yeah, lovely little place. Eat the popcorn, eat the peanuts.
This guy might actually have some hair on his nuts. You're doing well now.
Hair on your nuts, yes, you're testosterone. Tickle the beanbag. Timmy, you're in control.
Let's close up the category.
It is the home of the Cincinnati Reds.
What is Synergy Field?
Hey, there you go. That's
I'm
how
out
you.
Bag.
That's how you wind up the game, right?
Way
you
go,
fag.
That's a strong comeback. With that $3, I got to pass some moves along. Tim Beattie, you moved ahead of Patrick with that last little flourish. There.
Really?
Yeah, pretty amazing. I think I'm pretty wild. I think I'm pretty like blown away by the entire competition here.
So when we come back, both of these guys will be playing final low budget Jeff Hardy.
There's about a 90% chance of that happening.
I think there's a 100% chance of that happening.
You use your meteorologist, I'll use mine.
Okay, we will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
I'm sorry, but we're not supposed to put butter on the milk duds.
You're not supposed to go to the bathroom without washing your hands either.
Touché.
To the top, please.
Swim, Mike. Yes,
no. Between the taste of the scab and the smell of the Band-Aid lies the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, we're coming to you right now from WNEW in New York.
Legendary rocker, NEW.
Where 3 out of 25 people at random on the street in New York had heard of our show.
They're on fire, Don and Mike Show, on fire, setting the world on fire in New York City. Apple, but taking a bite out of the apple.
We're going to get Patrick and Tim.
Yeah, good boys, Modesto and Sacramento.
Back online. Hello, guys.
Yes. Hello.
All right, here we go with final low budget Jeff Hardy.
Deep Purple Boy.
You know what? I might have a message for you, though.
Okay. Let's hear. Put it up to your ass. Oh, he got onto that one. He got onto that one. That's out of here. It's in the hole.
No, it's out of the hole.
It's out of the hole.
www.egars.com.
Gunga gadunga.
They sponsor our farts. Here is your final low-budget Jeopardy category.
Excellent idea.
And it is the General.
Red-Eye Grill Boy.
General. Former Indiana basketball coach Bobby Knight has been hired by this
Broccoli Boy
NCAA school. Former Indiana basketball coach Bob Knight has been hired by this NCAA school. Don't forget, answer in the form of a question and good luck.
Okay, you know, like all contestants, you know, yeah, on low budget Jeopardy receive selections from the, you know, the Carl Spackler panty drawer, okay? Yeah, oh, I got tons of panties for you from the ladies' locker room at Bushwood. All different colors and sizes, stained, unstained. You gotta love them. From Mrs. Craig's home, lime greens, to Mrs. Smale's Carter Farters. Carl Spackler's got a panty for you. Enjoy. They're in the hole. Now back to final, you know, it's a thing.
Here we go. Low budget Jeff Hardy. Question about Bobby Knight.
The General, yeah, the General, yeah.
Red Bobby Knight.
Yes, we wrote him a letter boy.
Who do I want to talk to first here?
I think you'd like to go to Patrick. He's a little man on the totem pole.
All right, Patrick. Let's go to Patrick. Hello? I just hang up on him?
Hello, Patrick. Oh, he got it. He missed out of that one.
I'm so stupid, I just hung up.
Send him out into La La Land, back in the area. Get the AT&T boys.
Call him back up, Robbie.
Hard line. Get him on the phone, back in the trash. Yes, sirree.
Call him back up.
Pull him back. Throw him out the lifeline. Little life preserver going out to the Ramos family for young Patrick who's competing for a final low budget gym.
So you see how the behind-the-scenes stuff on the show works now. The mechanics where actually Rob dives into the garbage can to find the guy's phone number.
You got a whirling dervish right here. You got quite a boy there with his long fingers and his big head. Going crazy, boy. Working for the show, Don and Mike, trying to get it all done. Take it here. Make that plane.
Talk to people in Chinatown.
Maybe you should stay over.
It could be.
In New York.
It might be.
I know there.
Hold on.
Severe weather.
All right, you got him?
Yeah. Wink, wink.
Line 4.
Okay.
Beautiful. Hey.
Here we go.
We only stay over when the weather's bad.
There you go. I know you do, and that's important. There you go. Don't you argue with me. I'm Carl Spackler. I'll Spackler you.
Hey, are you there?
Hello, Patrick, boy.
Patrick.
Mr. Ramos.
Hold on.
You got him?
Hello. Come in, Modesto.
Line 4. Patrick.
Sacramento.
Yes.
Okay, Bob Knight has been hired by this NCAA school.
Attaboy.
All I know, who is UNLV?
I'm sorry. No, we missed that one.
Incorrect.
That's got to hurt. That's got to leave a bruise.
All right, now we need to conference him with line 2. Okay, Tim, you can win if you have the right answer.
What is Texas Tech?
What is Texas Tech? That is...
It's in the hole.
Yeah, that's right.
It's in the hole. That's right. He got it here. There was some suspense here, you know. Yeah, little suspense here. He got it. He won the whole bag of chips.
That's right.
Thanks for the sports questions.
There you go.
That's right.
Oh, Texas boy.
Tech.
He's a sitter out of nowhere. Cinderella boy. Tim Beatty from Modesto.
So, listen, Pat, Tim, don't go away, Matt. Just go away. Tim, you get to keep the money. Pat, we have gifts for you. Here
thank
now
you.
Is Carl Spackler.
Hey, thank you very much, Don. Always a pleasure, you know, to be here on the Don and Mike Show. Let me tell you, first of all, there, Tim, you double that score. $14 goes in your pocket, my friend. Don't let it burn a hole in there. You get a double bonus there for $25.39 is your total. $39 for you. Way to go, Tim. Don't spend it all in one place. But, hey, Patrick.
Yes.
We got a little prize bag. We got a little satchel of gifts and goodies for you, too. You ready?
I'm ready.
First of all, you have won a Blockbuster prize bag.
It's always like this, isn't it?
Enjoy Blockbuster savings on previously viewed videos, games, and other great items this weekend. Not a big reader, the old Carl Spackler, and participating Blockbusters stores nationwide. Blockbuster bringing entertainment home, but hold on, wait, there's more. I got another card here.
There's more.
Let me struggle through this one. You have won a Singular Wireless Road trip kit. Sign up now with Singular Wireless and get unlimited calls to either Singular Wireless customers in your home calling area for just $29.99 per month. For details, call 1-866-CINGULAR. That's Singular for all you're doing. And I know this one by heart right here.
Wait, there's more.
Here's your real prize bag. You ready here? This is going to knock your socks off, you know, really fine. You bought a Bruce Springsteen prize bag.
Yeah.
Tune into HBO. See one of the greatest bands in rock history. Set records. Bruce Springsteen, E Street Band, Max Weinberg. In their first ever televised concert. I think it happens on April 7th at 9 p.m. only on HBO, the E Street Boy. Okay, thanks a lot.
Hey, Don.
What?
Hey, when are you guys going to play that Destroy Your Cell Phone game again so I can tease you into making you think that I throw my phone off
which
the Golden Gate Bridge?
Hold on, which guy are we talking to?
This is Tim.
Tim, little selfish moment there.
Yeah. Tim, hold on. Are you the guy who calls all the time and pretends to
of course
throw,
I am.
Pretends to throw his phone off the bridge?
Exactly. I've got you twice, Don.
Well, but you won the game, Tim.
I know I did. I appreciate that.
But now you just want to bust balls. Is that what you want to do?
Yeah. No, I want to know when you're going to do it again.
Yeah, you know what? You want to bust balls?
What a douchebag you are.
You know what?
Forget it. You lose the game.
That's right. You lose the game. We take away all your money.
Oh, yeah.
Sure I can.
Yeah, the other guy wins.
Woo-hoo! Tim Beatty with your woohoo. Yeah, you see, is that the whole purpose of your call? Is that why you played the game?
No, it's not. I wanted to win $40.
Well, too bad, Patrick. We're taking it from
you. That's Tim. He's a winner.
Oh, Tim, I'm sorry.
That wasn't Tim.
Is that Patrick?
Yeah.
Hold on, which guy's the dick who calls the show all the time and says, I'm going to throw my phone off the bridge?
Is that you,
not
Patrick Ramos from Sacramento?
It's not me. I'm Patrick.
It's Patrick.
Right, wait a minute, I'm
Patrick.
Confused.
Oh, no, let Patrick win. Because Tim is the dick.
Is Tim the dick who won the bunny?
Yes,
I won the money.
Tim is the dick who won the money and then was stupid enough to tell us that he's the guy that calls us and hoaxes us all
because
the time.
Because he couldn't stand it. That was the. Now, Tim, I got a question for you here.
Yes, sir.
Is this the whole reason you called? Is that why you did it? Is that really?
No.
Is that the whole reason you called? You didn't even want to play a little bit of
Jim. I did, and I won.
You
lost. Surprise you.
You lost. You lost. I'm serious. We disqualified.
Jerk off boy.
Why did you disqualify me?
Jerk off boy. Jerk off boy.
That was good radio. It made the best of.
Jerk off boy.
Regardless if it made the best of or not.
Now, what's your problem there, Tim?
No, I just...
No, I'm asking
you
a question.
You're like a guy who robs a bank and then goes into the bank and says, hey, remember when you guys were robbed?
Right.
I'm the guy that robbed it. Now, cash my check, please.
That's a bad analogy.
No, that's a great analogy.
That's a perfect analogy.
That's right. We're all against you, Tim. Mm-hmm. It's everybody against Tim.
All right, Tim, and listen, incidentally, thanks for giving us your personal information.
Oh, you're welcome. I didn't do anything wrong.
I know you did.
You already had all that stuff anyway.
Yeah, okay. Well, we got it now, Paul.
Okay, well, thanks, Tim.
You know something? I think there, you know that.
I'm a big fan. You guys are great.
I'm going to tell you about that little plastic explosive I got there, Tim.
Thanks, man. And Patrick, this has worked out great for you. You will play the game next week.
There you go,
great.
Patrick. So Tim's little move is your, you know, Tim, you would have been with us every time we played Low Budget Jeopardy until you lost. But you kinda,
I didn't lose, though.
You kind of missed that opportunity. No, you did lose.
You lost.
In the big scale of life, there's a big L. It's big C.
stenciled on your forehead right now.
He's just so stupid. You shouldn't have told us. You're the guy that dicks us around all the time.
And then you could have waited till you lost and then told us, you see.
Yeah.
That would have been self-discipline.
Now, that would have pissed us off.
Something,
you're right.
Something in Tim Beatty's wardrobe that he doesn't have. He's not going to put that self-discipline coat on for a while.
All right. Well, goodbye forever, Tim. And, Patrick, we'll see you next week.
Great. Thanks a lot, LQ.
It's been nice. Pleasure. You're a very nice, polite gentleman, Patrick.
And, Carl Spackler.
What an a-hole.
It's been great having you on the show.
You get a-holes calling all the time?
Constantly.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that.
Constantly.
You guys are okay. You're right in my book. Number one boys, Don and mine.
Carl, always remember, never forget that Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of...
Porn Incorporated, yeah, King of the World, King World, all that good stuff. Check out my hairy ass. Good jazz, bro.
Well, that guy has been a thorn in our side for a long time. Not Carl Spackler.
No. Yeah, and not real bright to actually do that now. He really could have waited if he it was unfortunate that he could not discipline himself.
The guy that calls every time we do the Destroy Your Phone game.
Right.
The guy says, hey, I'm driving over the Golden Gate Bridge.
Sure.
I'm going to throw my phone right now in the San Francisco Bay.
And then he just throws something out the window and he BS's us every time he does.
Every time we fall for it.
Absolutely.
Good, we caught him.
Very good.
Buzz, is that your lead story tonight?
No.
Oh, no, okay. All right. Verboten. The Buzz.
Me.
Hey, right. What do you got, natural boy?
Tonight, MTV says, sorry about the feces.
Ooh. Really? Well, don't they always say sorry about the feces?
At this time, they mean it.
Naturally.
All right, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
Coming up.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
professional. Number one, Arbitron Rated, the Don and Mike Show.
And she was saying that she was 2 weeks pregnant. And I didn't believe it because when you're just two weeks pregnant, you can't really tell just because you haven't seen your menstruation.
It's only week of blood.
They go together like Vicodin and Methadone. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, everybody stop calling.
Yes.
I know now that Buzz's news intro was not in program.
Ah.
During that last break that we did.
Oh.
You know, what's that, Buzz? Yeah, when we played that tape, I had taken those cart machines out of program.
We had a lot of calls about that.
Yeah, a lot of programs. Like the station's freaking on fire.
Well, it's Friday evening.
I know it is.
Yeah.
those that aren't going out this evening are calling.
But we know it. Thank you for your support.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
We did them fine. Thanks so much. Have a nice evening alone.
Thank you. It's time for Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz's News.
Okay.
Brought to you by Egars.com.
Welcome.
Visit Egars.com for great deals on Cohiba 5-packs, 5 super premium cigars, and a free cigar cutter for $24.95. Order online or call 877-81 Egars.
I love that.
What is that comes on at the end of that? The man talking.
Some commercial.
Okay.
We just found it up here, and I'm not good enough yet to clip it right before the guy talks.
Don't like the sax.
And now here is Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, MTV says sorry about the feces. Two 14-year-old girls were splattered with the stuff while watching the taping of MTV's new show. Dude, this sucks.
Hi.
Now the girls are suing the network. Quoting their lawyer, without warning or explanation, the act on stage turned their backsides to the audience and opened a flap on their shorts, exposing their naked buttocks.
Hi.
One member of the act then, quoting the lawyer again, bent over, spread the cheeks of his buttocks, and emitted a spray of fecal matter.
Oh, God.
Quoting one of the splattered girls, all of a sudden I was smelling something disgusting and I started to gag. I looked around at my friends. They were covered in something. As I looked down at myself, I realized I was too. MTV is apologizing and says it'll take steps to make sure this never happens again.
Hi.
It also says the segment will never be aired.
Oh, that's too bad.
You know, they ought to get some benefit out of it. Pay for the lawsuit.
Maybe someday.
Now, President Bush has joined Colin Powell in expressing regret over that missing Chinese pilot. China's been saying that's not enough and still wants an apology, but U.S. officials say the talks between the two countries are making progress. In fact, this evening, our president and theirs are working together on a joint statement that may well lead to the release of the 24 Americans held there.
Canadian high?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a great meeting. Oh, I want to tell you.
Hey, I like the way you pronounce your L's.
I robbed Roosie Roo.
Here you go.
I can't believe I was listening to the Ron and Rice show today that they could have no one from Chinatown who pronounced their L's like R's.
There you go. Thank you so much. Thanks for not bogarting that joint.
I love Roosie.
American officials met again today with the spy plane crew being detained in China, and they say the crew is in good shape. A survey by the New York Daily News shows that 2/3 of Americans think the president's done the right thing by refusing to give an out-and-out apology. But the rest of those surveyed say the more important thing is getting back our people.
And my favorite golfer, Frank Licklider.
Rick Ryder.
Rick Ryder. Yeah, I had it wrong.
It is Licklider. Rick Ryder.
Rick Ryder.
Frank Rick Ryder.
And that's it.
Frank Rick Ryder and Davis Rowe. What goes up must come down. Motorola stock dropped 20% in value today as investors dumped their shares. The Dow closed down 127 points at 9,791. NASDAQ was down by 65.
It's still fine.
If we put it to a jury, would they find The Sopranos offensive to Italian Americans?
Please.
A group of Chicago...
Hi, Donna Mike.
Group of Chicago lawyers wants to find out. All the lawyers behind the suit are themselves Italian-American.
Oh, poor you.
You know, what's funny is that is quite often a subject of the Sopranos. On that,
yes.
That ex-husband of Dr. Melfi is very active in anti-Italian defamation stuff.
Right, and they've talked about the movie The Godfather before, but when they do that, they're really talking about their own show. They're invoking, these lawyers in Illinois are invoking part of that state's constitution that protects individual dignity. Several Italian-American groups...
Please, there's no dignity on HBO.
...have complained about the show.
I, you know, really, it's entertainment. I think the average person knows that it's entertainment. You know what I mean?
A statement from HBO says, "We are very proud of The Sopranos. We are hardly alone in our assessment. The show is an extraordinary artistic achievement."
You don't like it? Go back to Italy.
Yeah.
This is also my Italian food. Hey, Buzz, hold on.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
See if you can take a quick quiz.
A quiz about what?
A quiz about... Oh, just everyday things that you come across?
No, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
I tell you what, most Italians are offended by that I know when they see Tony Danza on TV.
Amen.
That's offensive.
There's a cause.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi.
I'm from New York. I love you guys. You guys are the best.
Thank you, my friend.
God bless you.
I know you guys are into mob, and I got a site for you guys. Can I plug it?
Sure, go ahead. What is it?
MafiaMob.com. It's really cool. You join up, and you become a mobster yourself.
Wow. All right, one second. Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I love when Mike goes to New York.
Yeah,
you like
that?
Laura.
Oh, now he's doing it to you tonight.
Oh, God, yeah.
Laura.
I have news for everyone. Don handles this better than Mike does.
When is he coming back to New York?
That's Charlie Broyhill calling.
Laura.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'd like to speak to the Glastonbury Golden Boy.
GGB.
All right, he's here.
All right. You know my hometown. Yes, sir.
Yeah, your Carl Spackler reminds me a little bit of Floyd DeBarber.
I know that. I agree. I completely I agree with that assessment.
He's a fragile flower.
No, but that one is dead on. Whoever, there's a guy that calls just to bust balls, and then there's a guy that really listens. And that guy, absolutely, while I was doing Carl Spackler, Floyd DeBarber was in my brain. I was trying to separate the two. Very,
hello.
Very good ear.
Don and Mike show. Hello?
Yeah, I was just going to say the same thing. I heard a little Don't You Know in there.
A little what?
A little Don't You Know on Floyd the Barber.
Yeah, and I had to be aware of that. Absolutely, right. I totally agree with you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yo. Hey.
God, Mike, I could not live under the scrutiny. Please.
I know, Don.
I couldn't.
Well, you know, I'm faking it right now. I'm going to get on the train tonight and cry all the way home.
Cry,
cry, cry.
Why?
Drink and cry.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello. Yeah, what?
Hey, guys, how's it going today?
Fine, Eddie.
Hey, just saw a news break on the BSN network.
said the Chinese pilot of that F-8, the reason
why he crashed
into our plane.
It's a dumb joke.
It's because his name was Wong Wei?
No, no. It's he was trying to do an egg roll.
All right. You know, sometimes they're so stupid that they're funny.
I know they are. I know they are. And Buzz, I interrupted your news for that. I apologize. We have to do a break. We'll come back with more news, more comments right after this.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
So what? We both have vaginas. So what?
And now, with another segment designed to disgruntle Buzz Burbank, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Naturally. And now once again, here's Guy. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. From the Monkey News Network, a scientist in Cleveland has transplanted the head from one monkey onto the body of another.
I can't talk in the right direction.
The scientist says he'd like to do the same with humans.
Sure.
The monkey brain transplant is described as a partial success because the monkey did survive for some time after the operation.
Masturbation's never been better.
Other scientists are calling the idea grotesque, but this professor says he hopes the technology will someday allow quadriplegics to get new bodies.
Someone should call Ken and Jeremy. It's a great procedure for them.
Switch them.
I melt my head.
20th Century Fox has nixed a love scene in the upcoming remake of Planet of the Apes. The scene was to have included human astronaut Mark Wahlberg and a monkey scientist played by Helena Bonham Carter.
Damn dirty apes.
Director Tim Burton wanted to make Carter's character attractive even to humans, but Fox officials ruled that bestiality was way over the line.
Oh, come on.
They were also afraid of...
They're not real monkeys.
Right.
They were also afraid of an NC-17 rating out of that would seriously hurt their box office.
Technically, they're our ancestors.
What you can look forward to is a scene with swimsuit model Estella Warren playing a wild human washing herself.
Wild.
So there's
wild.
That.
There wild. Go. Wash yourself.
I'm winning.
Wild. Wild. Red Eye Grill. That's Bob Hope's restaurant. Wild.
You see that picture of him on the cover in the choir?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. He could be a spokesperson for the Red Eye Grill.
Wild. Wild. Buzzer Wild.
Is that an ice cream cone?
Naturally.
I'm winning.
Comedy Central couldn't be happier about its new show, That's My Bush. The show from the creators of South Park is a live-action sitcom featuring a bizarro version of The First Family. More than 2 million people watched this week's opener, making it the highest-rated series premiere in Comedy Central's 10-year history.
You know, here's the thing. Right. How come a TV show like that, with all that press, comes on, uh-huh, and they get 2 million viewers,
right?
And they're saying, "Wow, this is fantastic."
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody realize that 6 million schmucks listen to this show every day?
A third of the audience.
Yeah, I mean, right. We love all of the people who listen to the show, but right. For whatever reason, radio is the ugly stepchild.
Just another similarity between us and Comedy Central. That and the editing.
It's not fair.
The censorship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The ratings are not so good for Fox's Boot Camp.
Uh-huh.
Show got off to a big start 2 weeks ago, but this week nearly 20% of the audience went AWOL.
Oh, I watched it.
The show does well with younger adults, and like Temptation Island before it, beats The West Wing in that demographic. We don't know yet why Timothy Brandt may have decided to kill his wife, but once he made up his mind, there was almost no stopping him.
I have a guess. She just wouldn't listen.
There in Salem Township, Michigan, Tim allegedly tried to electrocute his wife, but failed.
Tim Brandt?
Tim Brandt.
The guy from WMAL?
Timothy Brandt. I don't know. This is in Michigan.
Good morning.
Police.
That means it'd be the Andy Park show on Monday.
Yeah. Nice guy, Andy.
Yeah.
Police say this Brandt of Michigan then tried to suffocate his wife by wrapping her in cellophane and blankets and sealing her into a smoke-filled box.
I'm winning.
Oh, I could have told him that wouldn't work.
It didn't work either, no. And when she escaped from the box, police say Tim hit wife Candy on the head with a hammer.
Ow!
Police say she managed to get to a phone anyway to call for help. Tim now faces charges of attempted murder.
All right, they got him.
Major stupidity.
Tim Brandt caught.
Boy, that's horrible.
Don, did you take the Spider-Man costumes?
Oh, I know that there's 4 missing, Buzz.
That's right.
I know an awful lot about this story for having nothing to have had no role in the theft.
Tell me what you know, and I'll help you out.
I know that they're making the movie Spider-Man.
Right.
I know that somehow four of the Spider-Man costumes have mysteriously vanished, and that Universal Studios has offered $25,000 reward.
That's exactly right.
Aren't we being coy?
Yes.
And what morning did they disappear? It was Tuesday morning.
Tuesday morning.
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't happen to know the Spider-Man theme song, would you?
Spider-Man, Spider-Man does whatever a spider can.
There's a web any size, catches crooks just like flies. Look out! Here comes the Spider-Man.
Filming's supposed to wrap up in May with the movie to be released 1 year later. Producers say they still have other extra costumes and that the filming will not be delayed.
I know he does whatever a spider can.
Is he strong? Listen, bud. He's got radioactive blood.
You know, something that's very scary. I might just miss you guys this weekend.
That Hugh Grant.
And Buzz, you'd be interested in this.
What?
His girlfriend is named Mary Jane.
Yes, it is.
Her name is Mary Jane Parker.
Getting back to the theme of today's show.
No coincidence.
Naturally.
That Hugh Grant, he's a character. The British actor who got caught with a street whore 6 years ago in L.A. has developed the habit of drawing penises on people's arms.
There you go.
According to the New York Daily News.
I just love the penis that I've drawn on your arm here.
Quoting Grant, I did it to Fergie at Elton John's ball. Of all the people I've done it to, she hated it the most.
Hey, what?
I was just going to say, have a great weekend.
Oh, thank you, Buzz.
You're back.
Thank you for the news and thank you for the comments. It is time now for a call 100 and a prize package selected especially for you.
All right.
Are you going to go catch the train?
Yes, I am.
Right.
Yes, I will.
Goodbye. Have
you
a great
option. I will. Good night, everybody.
Have a grand weekend.
Goodbye, New York.
Goodbye,
great
Mike.
City.
So long, Mike.
Thought I'd give you one more of those.
Yeah. Goodbye, Mike.
See ya. Oh, and Mike, don't forget your CBS bags.
I forgot
to bust Mike's balls. That today, you know, he's been to the NBC shop.
Yep.
He always comes back with the bags that say, I heart New York.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, and as I've told you, you might as well just wear a sign on the train.
Says mug me.
Says rape me.
Yeah, I'm actually going to put that one in my suitcase.
Today came with these two gigantic bags from the CBS store.
If I do get mugged, I'll call you.
Okay.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Be the 100th caller now at 877-365-3636. Get us out of here, Lisa. Thank you.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining. Don't
with over 6 million listeners, The Don and Mike Show.
All right, Buzz.
All right. In sports, Portland Trailblazers forward Sean Kemp may have an explanation for having one of his worst seasons ever. He's just checked into rehab for a cocaine problem.
Oh.
He's out for the season.
That's a good excuse.
Tiger Woods, the master, shooting a 6-under-66 in the second round to bounce back from a lackluster start. Woods birdied in the first two holes for an 8-under-136 total.
He's too fat to have a coke problem, though. I mean, John Kemp is
Belushi.
Big and fat. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, it doesn't
right.
always work that way.
Okay.
Police are stepping up security at Shea Stadium Monday for the return of New York hating Atlanta Braves pitcher John Rocker.
Yes, double-A battery night at Shea.
Last year, 600 cops were sent to the stadium to keep the peace. Monday, that number will be down to 300. Normally, only about 60 officers work the game.
And Rob will be one of the few pro-Rocker fans in attendance at Shea Stadium.
Of course.
Great.
Rob will be there wearing his Johnny Red cap.
Yeah, I don't even like him as a pitcher. I just like him as a guy.
He stands for.
Yeah, we party.
And finally, from our Isn't It Ironic department.
Don't you think?
In the Bronx yesterday, a 27-year-old man stole a nice mountain bike. Moments later, as he was pedaling away, he was crushed by a bus.
It's like rain on your wedding day.
That's right. A black fly and you start an egg.
He stole the bike.
Yeah.
He was crushed by a bus. The bicycle was fine. The bike was so fine, in fact, that while the man was still under the bus, a third guy, 15 years old, stole the bicycle again. He was caught moments later. The brother of the man killed by the bus says, it's hard to understand how this could have happened because he was really good on a bicycle. Naturally. I'm Buzz Burbank.
Naturally.
On to Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Yeah, listen, we gotta go. a great weekend, everybody. Don't hurt yourselves. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. We'll be back Monday with the all-new episode. Thank you to everybody at WNEW for all of their hospitality.
They're great.
And thank you to the 3 out of 25 people on the street today who admitted that they have heard of the show on NEW.
You're coming on, Don.
Yeah, we're up to 12%. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I am caller 100.
Right, yes, you are. And what's your name, my friend?
My name is Jack.
Jack, where are you from?
Silver Spring.
Jack, you've won our last Bruce Springsteen prize pack. Tune into HBO and see the greatest band in rock history. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band in their first ever televised concert. That's tomorrow night at 9, only on HBO.
Wonderful.
Beautiful. Thank you for listening, my friend.
Thank you.
Monday, we'll be back in D.C. Monday, we sign on in Las Vegas.
Yay, we're back.
Go to the new station in Burlington. We'll have stuff from the weekend, Italia. Have a good one. Mike is already gone.
He's on the train of tears.
He's already gone to the sign on his back. Just rate me, please. I think that the bag he had today, the giant multicolor CBS store, I am a tourist bag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, for the fourth time, we've been up here. It's rained. He's bought an umbrella, and he's left the cover for it here at WNEW. Congratulations, Mike. I threw it away already.
His $60 CBS Sports umbrella?
Yeah, and the cover is still here in the trash.
Sheep. That's right, the rubber.
Right.
The rubber. All right, well, good night.
The golden boy sheep.
Good night, Mike, wherever you are. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
And, Rob, now you get to do that thing with yourself.
Right.
Play with yourself. Throw it in the air and catch it, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore. You might just make it after all. Oh, wow. Got it.
Put it in his own mouth.
That's
very good.
Very good.
Win a free show.
You're the Morton Anderson of this show. We will see you Monday with a new episode, everybody. And bye-bye.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis here saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number 1, Arbitron Radio, The Don and Mike Show.